ברשות חושב הרבונים, תלמידי חכונים, חברים וכל הקהל הקדוש הזה. ברשות האכסניה, דוקטור אירן מנדל, on behalf of all of us here, we wish to express our heartfelt hakaras hatov to Dr. Mendel for putting together this fantastic program, giving us the opportunity to be misavil al churban Yerushalayim kehalacha. This program is one of many of Dr. Mendel's program. His devotion to Klal Yisrael is truly legendary. He's taken the words of Yirmiyahu, Korai Alai Moed, and has elevated it to a new degree of excellence. Chazal tell us, Kol HaMasadol Al Yerushalayim, Zoicha V'roi B'Simchasa, how much more so to a person who enables others to be Masadol Al Churban Yerushalayim, how much more so will he merit to see and rejoice in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the Simcha of Yerushalayim. I also want to thank Dr. Mendel personally for the opportunity for inviting me back. Tisha B'Av obviously is not a day you want to come to in the Masadol, but nevertheless I express my deep hakaras hatov to Dr. Mendel for the opportunity, and for him taking the initiative to dedicate this segment of the program to Zecher Ule'ilu Nishmas, my father, Zichrono Livracha, Rav Aaron ben Rav Mordechai, Rabbi Dr. Aaron Levine. In addition to my father's role at Yeshiva University, my father was a Rav here in the community for almost 3 decades. And he felt at Tisha B'Av, this is the place to be. He was very impressed with the program. He would speak about it often. And again, I expressed my hakaras hatov to Dr. Mendel. May my father's neshama have an aliyah, v'yihi zichro baruch. We begin with Kina Vav, the first kina for the kinos that are recited during the day. And if we look carefully at the kina, we can take note that we focus on the last 8 letters of the Aleph base. Samach, Ayin, Pei, Tzadik, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tov. Each one of these letters is given 6 lines. And there's a complex pattern taken from Eichad, Eichad, the Aleph base appears, the order of the Aleph base appears 6 times, and this kino takes those sets of Aleph base and works backwards. But the obvious question is, what happened to the first 14 letters of the Aleph Beis? Where did they go? And many of you know the answer, is this Kina, Kina Vav, is a Hemshuch of what's called a Krova. Years ago, it used to be the minute that during the Chazaras HaShatz, before the shots would conclude each individual bracha, the tzivul would recite peeled. And the 14 letters of the Aleph Beis appear in the Chazaras HaShatz of this krova. That itself is, for us, a very important introduction to the Seder of Kinos. The Kinos are not just lamentations, elegies, expressions of grief and mourning. Kinos are an extension of tefillah. This is the hashlama of Chazaras HaShatz. Kinos are tefillos. The Farshim tell us there are 2 types of cries, 2 types of tears. Bechios shel yeyush, despair, and bechios shel tikva, hope. If we were reciting the kinos with bechios, accompanied by bechios shel yeyush, we would have stopped long ago. The kinos are bechios shel tikva, tefillah. They were composed with the utmost kedusha tahara by the kalir, by the mishonim, some a little later, some perhaps even earlier. And we have to keep that in mind when we recite the Kinos, that through the reading and understanding the Kinos, we have a koyach to bring the Geula closer. There is a fascinating code that the Kalir has cleverly woven into the fabric of this Kina. If you look carefully at the third line of each Kina, you'll notice that in the various expressions that the Kalir refers to, he mentions words that form a pattern. The third line of the first section of letter Samach is the word Mishkan. Appearing in the third line of the second section of the letter Ayin is Gilgal. And the next is Shiva. The next, Nov. Givon. Ivoyecha. Ivoyecha is referring to the Bayis Rishon. Ivo Lemoshevla. In the letter Shin, it says the word Devir. That's a reference to the Bayis Shein. Devir Kodshecha. And these words and these seven sections refer to the place where the Shekhinah rested through the period of our early history. The Shekhinah first rested in the Mishkan for 40 years, and then it was in Gilgal for 14 years, in Shiloh for 369 years, Nov Givon 52 years, Ivoyecha the Bayis Rishon 410 years, Devir 420 years. The Shekhinah has traveled with us in the formation of Klal Yisrael, in the settling of Eretz Yisrael. And that's really what Kinos is all about. It's the story of the Shekhinah traveling with Klal Yisrael through their tzaros, through Golos. The Shekhinah travels with us from place to place. There's one more letter that I left out. And that's the last letter. The eighth letter in our Kina, letter Tav. The third word that appears, the word that appears in the third line of the letter Tav is the word Tzifun Echon, which means hidden. And that's a reference to the Bayish Rishon. Ma Rav Tuvcho Asher Tzofanta L'Reyecho. On Pesach, when we sit at the Seder, we have Simonim, Kadesh, Urchas, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rochza, Mosimatz, Moro, Korich, Shulchan Aruch, Sofon. What is Sofon? We eat the matzah. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be eating the Korban Pesach. But it's the Korban Pesach, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Korban Pesach. It's Sofon for L'Osel Ovo. On Tisha B'Av, there are simonim. The simonim for Tisha B'Av are Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, Nov, Givon, Ivuyecha, Divirecha, and Tzifunecha. Just as we have a Tzofon on Pesach, we have a Tzifunecha. It's the last stop. And through the Bechiel Shel Tikva, we yearn and we misfollow that we will come very soon to the last of the letters, Tav, Tzifunecha. We'll now say the Kina, Shavasu, Meni Shemri Avrai, Sechila Ois, Hesi, Muni, Bedri Chalirai, Sakoisa Mishkan, Sakoisa Divirai, Sakoisa Divu, Vudu, Giberai, Sofu Chava Moad, Weberai, Kisilu Kabirai, Nofla, Dinu Abitzul, Duchuyom, Eni, Dichikson, Chavim, Ben Berachuyom, Adpulei Gilgol, Chavuyo, Eni, Mil, Alas, Pivon, Eis, Nichuyom, Osa, Nicham, Deikro, Duchuyom, Enom, Alei, Lani, Duchuyom, Alpnei for us, Dubitsu, Chassi, Deho, Palgei, Sof, Zochro, Ki, Oru, Yisoy, Deho, Pachat, Chet, Shilo, Yitokav, Soy, Deho, Potsu, Chassi, Reyar, Aye, Chassi, Deho, Potsu, Masei, Erio, Lidi, Deho, Perisot, Sion, Dio, Deho, Malar, Sion, Sodu, Shoy, Ne, Midonai, Sofro, Alro, Hashe, Sion, Zidonai, Somsu, Benoit, Lamot, Zidonai, Soy, Not, Sarto, Reoy, Rare, Midonai, Swak, Midonai, Midonai, Sadik, Wadonai, Atokovani, and we can after the way by a Roham habedno amcha kulanu zuchor Adonai mehoyolanu. We come out to Kina Zayin. Eicha atzta ve'apecha. The motif of Kina Zayin are the words deloy zochart. In this Kina we complain to Kodesh Baruch Hu 11 times. There's a little bit of chutzpah in this Kina. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be you did not remember all of the glorious events of the past, the Bris Ben Hamsarim, Kvitz Aderech, Aliyah L'Regel, Matan Torah, Kanfei Nisharim, Nasa V'Nishma, how can it be V'Loi Zochart? In order to gain a deeper appreciation of this Kina, I want to share with you a short idea from Rav Moshe Wolfson, the Mashkiach, Yeshiva Torah V'Das, on the Yom HaNoyah and Rosh Hashanah, we recite a series, 30 psukim, Malchiyah is the Zechonos of Shaifas. And one of the psukim we recite is a pasuk about Noach. The Ganes Noach be'ahava zochart. Hashem, you remembered Noach. But Wilson asks that if you look in the Parashas Noach, this pasuk appears towards the very end. After Hashem already destroyed the world, Vayimach Kol HaYikum, suddenly Hashem remembers Noach. This pasuk should have been written in the very beginning, when Hashem said to Noach, Oskar Yisit Tzadik Lufonai Bador Hazeh, I'm going to save you. Why does it appear at the very end? But Wilson explains that Noach and the people on the table needed a second dosage of Zechira. Hashem only saved Noach and his family and the creatures on the table because he wanted to use them as a pure seed, a pure core to rebuild the world. Chazal tell us that in the table, Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, sins were committed. Chatoi, Chom sinned, the Kelev sinned, the Orev sinned. And when that happened, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have decided to cause the Teva to sink and the people on board to perish, Hashem would have been fully justified. Because the only reason why they were saved was that they should remain tzaddikim, with which, through whom, a new world of righteousness can be built, can form and develop. But yet, even though the Teva was contaminated with sin, Hashem had rachamim. V'gam es noach be'ahava zochart. Hashem said, we'll deal with the sin later, I will still show compassion for you. You will continue to exist and will proceed forward. The Teva and the Mabel is a mashal for Klal Yisrael on the Beis HaMikdash. When Hashem created the world, it was his intent that the Shechina should rest in the entire world. Miloi chol haaretz kevodo. When Hashem came to give the Torah, there were no takers. The only one that was willing to accept the Torah was Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael built for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Mishkan. The Mishkan was the Teva of the world. The world in the world is a model. And the only hope for survival is to be part of Klal Yisrael and to attach yourself to that Teva. But that Teva must remain pure from sin. What happened? The Mishkan was contaminated. Hamidu Tselem Behechol. Chet penetrated the Hechol. Klal Yisrael was supposed to be like Noach. Ki oizchori isi tzadik lefona b'dar hazeh ve'ameich kulam tzadikim. But Klal Yisrael sinned. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have decided to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and exile his children, he would be fully justified. But we have a precedent. Even in such dire circumstances, v'gam es noyach be'ahava zochat. But what happened? And this keynote, we read and we complain, we were not so lucky. It may be true that Hashem had rachmim on Noach, but our sins were far greater. V'lo yizochat. We come now to Kina Ches. Kina Ches begins with the words A'ade Ad Chug Shamayim. The motif of Kina Ches are the words Mi Yitein. The Kalir collected from Tanakh, Sukkim from Yirmiyah, from Iyoiv, Shir Hashirim, I'm sorry, not Shir Hashirim, Eicha, Sukkim from all over Tanakh that begin with the word Mi Yitein or Mi Yiten, Mi Yitencha. There are many expressions here in which we express our sorrow, our willingness to do things all over again. If only we can get a fresh start, redo, undo our mistakes. Who invented these words, Mi Yitein? Well, let's take a step back. What do these words mean? Mi Yitein. Mi means who? Mi von Yaholchem. Yitein will give. What do these words mean? So here it's translated. if only we can mourn, we can cry our heads out, our eyes would flow with waterfalls of tears. The first time the words "nish" can appear in Chumash, it appears in one of the most horrifying psukim in the entire Tanakh. It was 30 days after Kriyas Yamsuf, after Yitzias Yitzrayim, and Bnei Yisrael just ate their last meal. They had matzah, and the matzah lasted for 30 days. They ate lunch, full stomach, and then they begin to worry, what's going to be for supper? What are we going to eat for dinner? And the pasuk says, "Vayiloinu." They complained. Who's they? Don't make any mistake about it. It wasn't Dasan Vaviram. It wasn't the Erev Rav. Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. The entire Klal Yisrael. To whom did they complain? To their wives, to their husbands, to their children, their friends. They complained to the Melech and to the Kohen Gadol. Al Moshe v'al Aaron v'Midbar. You know what they said? It's unbelievable. Vayom aleihem b'nei Yisrael. Mi yitei. Poetic. Creativity in their complaint. They invented a new expression. Mi yitei musenu v'yad Hashem v'yeretz Mitzrayim v'shefteinu al sir ha'bosa. What does that mean? So if you read Rashi, he really struggles. You can see Rashi sweating to figure out what these words mean. And after a grammar lesson and an analysis of Targum, Rashi concludes, you know what it means? Halavai v'hayinu meisim. Halavai. Halavai we were dead. Where? Halavai we died in Mitzrayim, and the Medrash tells us during the Shloisha Simei Choshech. Klal Yisrael invented the words "mi yitein" to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after everything that Hashem did for them. Halavai we died in Mitzrayim during the Shloisha Simei Choshech because we don't know what's going to be for dinner. Now we're satisfied, but we don't know what's going to be. In this kina, we're swallowing our words. Hashem says, you want to complain? I'll give you what to complain about. We're mourning already for the Korban Bayis Sheni, just the Chai Bayis Sheni, 1,942 years. The real Choshech. And we mourn, we really fast. It's not so easy to fast. It's not easy. Our stomachs are empty. It's painful. It's a different type of day when you fast, even if you fast well. And in this kina, we're taking our words that we directed against the Kodesh Baruch Hu and complained, and we're swallowing them with expressions of grief and sorrow, remorse, halavai. If only we can start again and not make those mistakes. If only we had the Beis Hamikdash, we had the Hashua Sashkina. The Musar HaSkil is very simple. Don't complain so much. There's nothing to complain about. No matter how bad you have it, there are people that have it a lot worse. And that is a Musar we must take from this Kina, Kina Ches. I could be taking your daffy, the M. mishpate goin vei ali oidia vivitzi umali umlu mazlos vikarimili efemi penishaneli azda ki hufra huaviona ezra ki hayisin kutona azul kilogin kivrei chochel yoina ego bite leader kayunda och nifsha mikiyas ois elzar och ubi maim ba'afla atzar och az kamos lipsar vi oledos lipsar asicha mi oli leinu yin lonsar eta ohle apadmi vitzal moves etusa vishkoyna achatsa moves etofel es hanachakim la moves ehne nigerai יקיר לא יירה מובס איילו סילי אז רוסי תרדי חזרי סיילו מוסי בכל שלא אומר סי השם הזס היד אלא כל כיבודה זוס אם לא יקיר אם לא קיעד עד מוסס זוס אקו מוכל לא יש עדרי חילי איך אדם חברך לחתל מחלי אך תיר חודש שיר בשיר יחלי עקבי מי יתן חוק יוחלי אל תשרח צעק עשרי אלי לב לאגו יהוד ישראל אל פשן על השם עושה אל למה יתן יציר ישועס ישראל ישראל מי יסבידו אחרי לא הולכו עזבולי ועזבתם בניהם נפחו רגנתי והילמתי ומאי לבי ונשפחו איך הספרתי מירה של סהי ישליחו Kinotes. Kinotes begins with the words Eichos Sefarti Meira Asher Sai Hishvichu. Kinotes will focus on the Toichacha. There are many forms of Musa. In Yeshiva we learn in Yisrus Yesharim, in Shara Yeshuva, whole collection of Musa Svar. But a lot of the Gedolei Yisrael tell us that the real Musa are the words of the Nevi'im. Learn Sefer Yeshaya, Sefer Yecheskel, Yirmiyah, Eicha. That's heavy Musa. To go to the source. But the ultimate Musa, the ultimate, is the Toichacha. Parshas Bechukosai. The horrors that we read about in the Toichacha. They used to be admitted by Hasidim. This goes back before our time. Maybe some do today. It was a very big inyan to come to the Rebbe, to Parashas Bechukosai. The Rebbe served as the Baal Kriya. Not like today, unfortunately, where the Toichacha is gobbled up, we're afraid what it says. The Rebbe would read the Toichacha very slowly and carefully. More carefully than any other part of the Torah. And the Hasidim would travel great distances to hear the Rebbe read the Toichacha. Because the Rebbe had a koyach to be mahabeich kelola lebracha. Pasuk in Devarim. Yahapoich vayahapoich Hashem alokecha locha eshaklola lebracha. Bilam. Let me start from the pasuk again. Vayaloi ovo Hashem alokecha lishmoye el bilam. Vayahapoich Hashem alokecha locha eshaklola lebracha. Why? Ki ahevicho Hashem lokecha. Hashem loves you. We don't understand what this means. These are Kabbalistic ideas to the mahapich, klal the bracha, but on a very simple level. If a person listens and pays attention to the words of Toichacha and takes it to heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the person. Hashem says to him, you've learned the lessons, you understand the musar of the Toichacha. You don't need the Toichacha, for you will be words of bracha. In this kina, there's another unique feature. The beginning of each stanza begins with two words, which the Kalir employed the at-bash system, where we take a letter from the beginning of the Aleph Beis and we match it with the letter, the corresponding letter at the end of the Aleph Beis. The first letter is Aleph, the last letter is Tav. Eicha is Aleph. Tif RT is Tav. Aleph Tav, the second line. Bila Shofetai. Bila is the second letter. Shin is the second to last letter. And so on and so forth. When we combine these two principles, what are we really doing in this kina? We're being mevakish. We're focusing on the Toichacha. We're expanding on the Toichacha. to be mahaber kololo lebracha. Ki ahivcha Hashem alokecha. It's just that we have to concentrate and take the toichecha seriously. Kine Yud begins with the words Echa Yoshva Chabatzelis Hashana. Chabatzelis simply means a rose. Shalom is the name of a place. And it's a marshal for the Kohanim. Some say it refers to the Beis HaMikdash, for Klal Yisrael. In this Kina, we mourn over the Churban of the 24 Mishmaros, the 24 cities of Kohanim. The Gemara tells us that the Kohanim originally were divided into groups. Originally, there were eight groups. Moshe Rabbeinu took all the Kohanim, divided them into eight groups. Each group would serve 1 week at a time. Along came Shmuel, expanded from 8 to 16. And then came David and Shlomo and expanded it to 24. 24 groups of Kohanim. Each group had their own city. A different approach to Avodas Hashem. And they alternated, they came to the Beis HaMikdash. Each group came 1 week at a time. And each group in itself was divided into six groups, the six Bati Avos. And each Beis Av would serve 1 day. On Shabbos they would serve together. It appears that on Yom Tov, everyone would come to the Beis HaMikdash and they would all serve together. That meant that a Kohen would basically serve in the Mikdash approximately 2 days a year. 24 Mishmaros, each one divided into six parts for each day of the week. Twice a year would a Kohen serve in the Mikdash. In this Kina, there are 24 paragraphs. The first word of each paragraph begins with Pasuk in Eicha, first parak in Eicha, corresponding to the Psukim in the first parak. And the last words of each paragraph refer to one of the 24 Mishmaros, either the name of the Mishmar, the city which they lived in, or the particular chait that they committed, and because of that chait, they were deserving of Churban, of punishment. It's a very complex kina. It's a very beautiful kina. I mean, you could say, and I don't mean to say beautiful in Tisha B'Av, obviously, is a day of mourning, but there's a lot to learn from the kina. What's complex, what's unique about this kina is that it mixes sins of the Bayis Rishon with the Churban of the Bayis Sheni. The 24 names listed here in this kina refer to the names of the Mishmaros at the time of the Bayis Sheni. But it relates that these Mishmaros were punished for Chatoim that were committed during the time of the Bayis Rishon. The Kohanim were certainly affected by the Churban more than the rest of Klal Yisrael because this was their life. They lived, breathed, and served in the Beis HaMikdash. Other members of Klal Yisrael had other activities involved in Parnasa, Yishuv Haaretz, but the Kohanim were hit hard with the Churban. B'Yirtz Hashem, this Wednesday, it's a big day. Siyum HaShas. The last words of the Siyum HaShas are Hadron Aloch Shas. Hadron Aloch Talmud Bavli. May we come back to you. May we start again. And indeed, Amoid, 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 Bereshis Bara, Chasan Bereshis Bara. Person will get up, whether it's in your shul, your home, or your large stadium, a person will begin Shas anew. Let's learn the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah begins with a question. Me'emasai Korin Shema V'Aretz. When is the earliest time a person is allowed to recite the Kriya Shema of the evening? And the Mishnah gives us the answer. Misha Sheha Kohanim Nichnosim Le'echol B'Trumasim. And we all know that a Kohen who's Tameh is not allowed to eat Truma The penalty is severe. Misa b'nei shamayim. He needs a remedy. And the remedy is mikvah. But immersion in the mikvah is not enough. The kohen has to wait until it gets dark. He has to wait until the stars come out. And when the stars come out, after he has gone to mikvah, then once again he can resume eating truma, he can enter his home, his family, and can eat truma. And the Mishnah is telling us the earliest time a person can recite the Kriya Shema B'Yilul is this time when the Kohanim can eat truma, namely when the stars come out. But this is difficulty. Why didn't the Mishnah just tell us the earliest time to eat truma is when the stars come out? Why does it have to tell us this halacha in this roundabout way by referring to the Kohanim? Do you know who asked this question? The Gemara asked this question. Do you want to know the answer? I can't tell you. It's Tisha B'Av. You're not going to learn. You're probably thinking, how dare I teach the first Mishnah? How did I get this far in teaching you this part of the Mishnah when it's Tisha B'Av? My answer to you is, there's another answer to this question that relates directly to this Kina. There's something called Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, and there's something called Kriya Shema Shel Aharis. Kriya Shema represents Emunah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Person can express Emunah in two different kufos in his life. Shacharis, when the sun is shining, in the good times. And it's, relatively speaking, easy to express emunah in the good times of life. But there's something called Kriya Shema Shel Aharis, Kriya Shema of the evening, the dark times of life, the difficult times. And that's not so easy. That is very difficult to have emunah, to say Shema Yisrael when it's dark. We need teachers, we need guides, we need Gedolei Yisrael to teach us, to take us by the hand and get us through the dark times of life, to teach us how to have faith in these difficult times. And who are these Gedolei Yisrael? They were the Kohanim. The Kohanim who live and breathe the Shekhinah, the Word of Hashem, they are the ones that can teach us how to say Kriya Shema Shel Aharis. And therefore, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shas, links Kriya Shema Shel Aharis to the Kohanim. In this Kina we learn that we can't even fulfill the first Mishnah in Shas. Not only is there a Chorban, not only has the Shekhinah departed, the Kohanim who we need now more than ever have been exiled. Their cities have been destroyed. Mishor shehakohanim nichnosim le'echol b'trumosan. There are no Kohanim. There's nowhere for them to go. Their cities have been destroyed. Yeshaya summarizes the Tzara, and Sefer Yeshaya, the Haftar Parsha Shoftim, Ein Minahel Lo Mikol Bonim Yolodo Ve'ein Machzik Biyodo Mikol Bonim Gidelo. There's no one to guide the nation in times of Golus. There's no one to take her by the hand and get through the difficult situations. This is the churban of the Chavatzeles HaShalom. The Kohanim were chovui b'tzel, were sheltered in the shadow of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't have them. And we wander aimlessly in Golus. איך יושבו חבצה לסעשרוין ודם אמרו נגיד עושה הרויד ונאו מלבים ישבו סעמון ונהי הרויד כי נמצא בייס במסור ומורוין בוחל סבקר מחומש הספורים כי נראה כהן נרבים הכיבורים וילדם ונשחת ופרוח וחצפילים ונודו נודו כי ציפורים כהנים ציפורים גולסם ירצו הקלו מקושותו בעבוין מעשרויס חושים איתו וביארו שפותם וחושפותו ומאדיו חושפותו משמרס מיהי ישפותו דרכי חוש שלו כניפרס פוסל והמיל כי נקרא כסילו וכורה ומושפל וכילו ונאמר שסילו כהנאי סולויד הויוי ומלגיבים ולכם ממכם כי ביתו חלק ועשורת לכם וכורו ובוצמו ממאי ממכם כיוות אלוהו שתר לכם מדי סלחם ביצח הדרון כסב נחפש וסלו היפר על ראשו חיפש בני רוס נכבו ולא נחפש כפשו לכם פסו ולא תפס זוף בזמן שנעשה לשמעי שיבלתו אנו יסעמים לא יבו לנו דרש סיבו ורבו ורוקצו והוא לא עבו כרדי אי מבו חיית חוטו ימו לאל ולמל זהל והליגו ויס עתו בכוי זהל אמרו כן קופנוע במרגיזם ימייצים ומונה אל כפן האחר וזיהו תומות שכך נפעות היבו ונעלו רב החידו ויון הנבק להגלו גבל איף אין מספדת בניהם ידוי פורה עשר ובאז בו כחוסר מובן מוכיית יגדלו כיסוי הישס תמידים ומייצים לחולות כל עמו כויננו כינו כי יחיסו לאל כנו בגוינו ולוי סם כינו ונו דדו מכינו משמרס אל כנו לא ילמור עם העין סוף אז בכסף על חרס חיפס וחיפ כמו סוף ובאס ונרס ולמאס ונצפס ממורו משמיעה מלאי סיטוין ויקני בגוינו ושיבו לו לפות עד העלה העין פנו מוי משמר ספייס קוי נוגן ניסקר ומוי מאובוי במקום וכנוס שרפתי מעלו ובמיוב ונמנעתי ממצב צפק ומיוב ונוסו או עליי כינו משמר ישב עוב סילו אביראי מרי ורוב ונזכר ויגי כנס מריום מרוב מרד ומרד קוצו גבו ביריו משמר אס מעד יום על גבי חורשו חורשו מריחו מעניס וריקו עלי חרד חנס מבייסי צומוס וסנס מצורס תוכניס יוצ ישראל יבנס פרסוגן יוד שלויח ימוהם צדיקו אדוני כיפי ומורס יולון וריסוד מוהו מוהרוס וסמור סיבסים אז כאילו מאוד נכון נחרס ובקצי ארץ נזרס נזרן ובקצי ארץ נזרן ויאדוני כיפוס ארתי כאן שמו כי יצא עשי השם ולנוסע מרחמי וחנינו מקריאס חומנו הכפר יוחנו טוב אירוה סומו לי האדוני ושוסו שעורי שיימי וישבו חיומים ובעבוין פסילם לא גינסוין צאונים טוב אירוה סמריח וחושבי, תזריח, וחדש עצמסנו, ספריח, בריח, מיכוי חיינו, כתנת ריח, ומישום חונחות, הלכשו בריח המסוריח, ויקוי נאין ירמיו, על יהוו ישיו. Coming out to Kino Yud Aleph, perhaps the most important Kino of all the Kinos, by Koinein Yirmiyahu Al Yoshio. So let's begin with some background. Yoshio was the fifth to last king in Klal Yisrael. He died 22 years before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Psukim, Melachim, and Devarim tell us that he was a very, very great tzaddik. He inherited Malchus from a wicked father and grandfather, Amon and Menashe. Chazal tell us, Menashe, one of the kings that does not have a chelik in Olam Haba. horrifying statement. When he inherited the Malchus, Klal Yisrael was thoroughly ignorant. It appears from a simple understanding of the times that he did not even know what a Sefer Torah was, what it looked like. But Yoshio was a very great tzaddik. His neshama was a holy neshama. And during a construction project that was overseen by Chalkiyahu and Sofon, they discovered the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah was open to the Toichacha. And through a whole story, they ended up reading and telling this to the King Yoshiyahu, where he told him what the pasuk was open to. He was horrified. Yoylech Hashem es malcho, Hashem will send away your king to another nation. Om Rasha lo yokum es divri ha-Torah hazoz, cursed be the one who does not fulfill this Torah. When he heard these psukim, he writes Kriya. And he began the greatest tshuva movement in the history of Klal Yisrael. He completely transformed Klal Yisrael in a short period of time to shleimim biurim. And towards, when he was 38 years old, Klal Yisrael was doing very well. And Chazal tell us that had he not died, it could very well be there would not have been a Churban, at least not then, not in 22 years when it happened. And he got word that Paro Necho, southwest of Eretz Yisrael, wanted to pass through the land to wage war against Melech Ashur in Karkamish. Karkamish once belonged to Aram. Melech Ashur conquered Karkamish from Melech Ashur. Paro Necho felt it was a threat to his stability in the region, and he wanted to go to war. He wanted to pass through Eretz Yisrael, to go from the south west of Eretz Yisrael to the northeast and to cross the land. And Yoshiyahu believed that Klal Yisrael was on a level, a spiritual level, where they were on the verge of bringing Mashiach. And the pasuk tells us that Klal Yisrael in such a matzah, the cheref lo sava ba'artzechem, afilu cheref shel shalom. Yirmiyah advised that it's not so. Yoshiyahu wanted to prevent Paro Necho from passing to the land. Yirmiyah told him, let him go. It's true, Klal Yisrael is doing well, but there are still significant groups of people that are worshipping idols behind closed doors. We're not yet ready. Let Paro go. Don't stop him. Yoshiyahu refused. He went out to war. They met in the place called Bikas Megiddo. There was a war, and Yoshiyahu was killed. Paro's army shot 300 arrows into his body, the Gemara says. He was perforated like a sieve. And he died. And as he died, Yirmiyah came to hear his last words, and Yoshiyahu was matzik alav es hadin, tzadik hu Hashem ki pihu mamisi. And Yirmiyahu mourned deeply over the death, the murder of Yoshiyahu. The entire fourth parak of Eicha is a hesped, is devoted to Yoshiyahu. It says in Divrei Hayamim, these words, Vayakoyne Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. And the hesped is written in the Sefer HaKinos. Sefer HaKinos refers to Megillas Eicha. There is a fascinating Rashi in Divrei Hayamim, in the beginning of this parasha of Yoshiyahu, which opens up this kina wide, shatters this kina into many pieces, gives us a whole new perspective. Let me read you the words of the pasuk and the Rashi, a few little words. Acharei calls us, after all this, referring simply to the Karban Pesach that Yoshiyahu brought. He rallied the entire Klal Yisrael to offer a Karban Pesach to Tzibur. Acharei Chronicles those Asher Hechin Yoshiyahu Esabayis Olo Nechol Melech Mitzrayim Yilochim Bekarkash. Acharei Kol Zos. Rashi. Why did the Pasuk choose the words Acharei Kol Zos? HaPasuk Koivel. The Pasuk is complaining Umikoinen and is mourning Al Yoshiyahu that he did not merit the same miracle as Chizkiyah. It says the same thing. Rashi explains that we have to look at Yoshiyahu and we have to compare him to Chizkiyah. And if we think about it, it's truly fascinating. There are striking similarities between Yoshiyahu and Chizkiyahu. First of all, they're both the same age, at a critical moment in their life, critical situation, one was 38, one was 39. Both Yoshiyahu and Chizkiyahu inherited the Malchus from Rishon. Chizkiyahu inherited the Malchus from Ochmos in Russia. His father was in Russia. Chizkiyahu dragged his father's mita on a mita shalcha in the street on a mita shalcha volim to show that I will not be like my father. I will not be in the level of the Zara. Ochmos shut down the Beis Hamikdash. No one was allowed to bring a korban. Klal Yisrael was ignorant. And Chizkiyahu transformed Klal Yisrael into a great nation. Yoshiyahu did exactly the same. He inherited the Malchus from Amon and Menashe and single-handedly transformed the nation into a nation of Yirdei and Shleimim. Both Yoshiyahu and Chizkiyahu had an enemy. Chizkiyahu's enemy was Sancheirith. Yoshiyahu's enemy was Paro Necho. Yoshiyahu did not merit a miracle. Paro Necho's army murdered Yoshiyahu. But Sancheirith, when he encamped around Yerushalayim, the last holdout of Klal Yisrael, with 185,000 generals, and who knows how many soldiers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on behalf of Chizkiyahu a miracle the night of Pesach, every single one died. Rashi asks, what's the difference? They're almost identical. Why for Yoshiyahu does Yirmiyahu mourn by Yekoinen Yirmiyahu Yoshiyahu, and yet for Chizkiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed an incredible miracle? Rashi doesn't tell us the answer. But the Gemara, Chazal, tell us part of the answer. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, the Chubal Uloi Mibnei Shon, the yoke of Sancheirith will be broken because of oil. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Chubal Ol Shol Sancheirith Mibnei Shamo Shol Chizkiyahu Shol Yedoyleik Bebote kinosio subote midrashos. No also. Noatz cheref al pesach beis hamidrash. The omar call me she'eno isek batoiro yidoker bacherev zo. Anyone that doesn't learn Torah will be executed. Botku mi don viad be'er sheva v'loi motzu am ho'oretz. Migivas viad an tifras voloimotsu tinoik vitinoikes ish vi isha shalohoyu bikin the hilchois tumma vitahar. The generation of Chizkiyahu were Talmidei Chachamim. The number one priority in the generation of Chizkiyahu was Torah. Tinoik vitinoikes. Yoshiyahu was a very great tzaddik, no question about it. But we don't find this about their generation.
And Chazal tell us it was because of this, the Chubal Uloi Mibnei Shonen. Chizkiyahu was spared. Now we go back to the Rashi. What are we mourning about? When we mourn about Yirmiyoshiyahu, by Yikoinen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, what are we mourning? We're mourning, why couldn't the generation of Yoshiyahu be Milun? Why wasn't their first priority Jewish education like it was during the time of Chizkiyahu? This is what we mourn for in this kina. By Yikoinen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, the practical application for our times is we also have to be like the generation of Chizkiyahu, where the number one priority is Jewish education. Talmud Torah. I once heard in the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, he said people make a big mistake. They think that a generation, the greatness of a generation is defined by the Gedol. If there are Tanoim, Amoroim, if we have Rav Moshe Feinstein, we have Rav Yashiv, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, that's a great generation. But if you don't have Gedolim, the Skamu Hadoris, the Shvacha generation, it's a big mistake. A generation is defined not by the greatest common denominator, but by the lowest common denominator. When Chazal praised the generation of Chizkiyahu, they praised it in terms of Lo Motza, Tinoik V'Tinoikes. It may not be within our power to produce Gedolim of caliber of what we know from the past. That's B'yah Hashem, to give us people like this. But it is the ordainment to elevate the lowest common denominator. That is no excuse. And that is what we mourn by Yikoinen Yirmiyahu al Yishiyahu. Echa el Yikoinu me'ilav. Ben Shmoyin Hashem, Eichel Yerosh Meloch, Av Ben Echad, Av Ben Mechal Olah, Av Loi Huskar, Lo Sigo Bifal Olah, Gam Mechal Malach Yisrael, Asher Kamu Ligdor, Loi Kam Kamo Yimi Mosa Ligdor, Dov Ak Lichim Zomei Ador, Asher Kamu Achar, Adel Lissi Lissar, Ha Eich Lim Zera Shichor, Kis Mayat Ha'ev, Yichamu Mishachar, Vayigdol Ovoin, Vehishav Yom Minachar, Vyoy Loi Shalach Yodem Minachar, Zakra Malav, Kinom Das Lohokin, Litsa Em Rasa, Vyoy Rasha, Lo Yokin, Choshach Taro, Kini Yatsu, Hikin, Bidetsa, Moyasei, Das Kukin, Toivim Elohim Nigru B'Sholcho Malach Malik Malach Hayam L'Salach De Amoret Tamim B'Malach Te'anesh B'Vitzim Es Pneh Eifilach As I might say, you are great to let us master if you look the fossil, if it's on me, who sadly could not keep on me, he see through. See, see, no, if Kikinez, I'm the Shalom Shalom, I'm with some Tankas Matter, I'm Sudasham, I kind of love Kalech while you are Tom the Mikre, but Christmas Village Toys, the Roach, Master Schmidt, Kigo, Hakel, Lessos, Toll of Yashim Steiner, and May Haram. Haros, Shasos, Kisav, Tulo, Ichavias, Shreel, Shtangos, Yosos, Yos, Kivas, Vatu, Mokholim, Eski, Shachat, Vimchili, Zavitsi, Kivani, Ali, Rashat, Vimasati, Vinuta, Ahash, Oholim, Kino Yudbeis. The motif of Kino Yudbeis is the word Oihel, tent. A number of places in Tanakh, Chazal, we find
the Shechina resting in an Ohel, namely the Ovos, the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu, Anani HaKavod is called an Ohel, and of course the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Tent. We have a tradition from the Gedolei HaDarshanim. First time the word appears in Tanakh is where its true essence is defined. Where is the first time we find the word Ohel in Tanakh? The answer is we find it in Chumash Bereishis. Vateled Oda es Yovel. One of the descendants of Cain was Oda. And Oda had a child called Yovel. What was Yovel's contribution to society? Hu Hoya Avi, he was the first. Yoshev Oyhel Nikne. He invented the tent. Patent on the tent. And what did he use the tent for? Rashi describes in great detail. He was a shepherd. Take the sheep out to the mountains, to graze, to the fields. He can't go home every night. You have a tent. And the shepherd lives in the tent. This is the real tent. People who go camping, people who travel, that's not the real tent. The real tent was created for the purpose of a shepherd. You learn a Daf Gemara, learn Masechet Midos, Masechet Yoma, you learn about the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very great danger. There's a pitfall, it's very easy, that you can stumble upon. You learn about the Beis HaMikdash, you learn it's a magnificent building. There are many chambers, there are shifts of Kohanim, Levian, Yisraelim. We learn that Bizman Shabbos, Hamidash Yekayim, Yisraelis, and Yisraelis, Shalmakam, who came Yantif, millions of people came to the Beis HaMikdash. You would give money, you would get a ticket. You get a ticket for a certain type of carbon. Come to the clerk, what kind of carbon do you want to bring? An oil ashram, chatas ashram, pay the money, gives you a ticket. It's very easy to get the impression that the Beis HaMikdash was an institution. Big institution. With dinner, flyers, and everything that comes along. And that's problematic. Because we all know that when it comes to an institution, big institutions, the yochid, the individual, is not important. Many times. It's the institution. You lose a sense of personal identity. The unique characteristic about a shepherd is he knows about the nature of every one, every one of his flock, he knows the nature of what they need, what they're sensitive to, what they can handle, and he cares for each one on an individual basis. And in fact, in the Yomim Noraim, we employ exactly this mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate shepherd, Hashem Elohi lo yetza bin esteshe yadetzeni. On the Yomim Noraim, we say, Kibal Karas, Roya Idro, this is the highlight of the Yom Noraim. Like a shepherd inspects his flock. Mavir Tsoinoi Tachashiftoi. And we ask Hashem, look at each individual alone. King Tavir, this Sispar, this Sinner, this Sifkoid, Nefesh Kol Choy. It's impossible to understand. But Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, even if there were 10 million people coming on a single day to bring a carbon, the Shechina had the power to make every
feel like he is a ben yochid. That is the koyach of the base of the Shechina of the Beis Hamikdash. When we look at the Beis Hamikdash as an oyel with a shepherd, because this is what a shepherd, the koyach of a shepherd, to relate to each one of the members of his flock on a personal and individual basis. And that is what we mourn for in this Kina. And it's especially so true in our times where the Yochid gets lost. Everything is big and grand, many institutions, but it's so important that the Yochid should feel special, should find his place, to find, to achieve his unique potential, to bring out his potential and accomplish what he can on his level for himself and for Klal Yisrael. Ohali Asher Toavto Adlo Yivreishis In Kisechavot Tzorefoy Lomo Lenetzach Shidad Yad Shayudim V'miyesa Kiroya Keoitya Vera Ashvar Vera Ganto Vyato Malifo Ohali Asher Koimanto V'yeson Eretz V'ched Vasmiyefo Lomo Lenetzach Tzumas Piyat Tzore V'miyesa Kitzibor Voided Algog Mahar Tzorech Malifo Ohali Asher Patro V'mano V'tzir Vyato Amoidam Imodifo Kino Yud Gimel Eicho. And this Kino, we take the word Eicho, which means how could this be, and we break it up into two words. Eicho, where is the Ko? And in this Kino we search through Tanakh and we extract all of the psukim where we find the word Ko. Bris Ben Avsarim, Ko Yeh Zaracha, Akedah, Vani V'Hanar, Melcha, Ko, Yaakov Avinu, Ko Yoimar, Akudim Yeh, Sichorecha, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayithen, Ko V'Choy, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ko Yisomar, Levnei Yisrael, Lukim, Shalachani Aleichem, Chatzai Salaylo, Makas Bukhoros, Koya Mahashem, Chatzai Salaylo, Matan Toro, Koy Samal Bavis Yaakov, Sagim Bavis Yisrael, and Birchas Koyhan, Koy Savorchu, Es Bidei Yisrael. We all are aware that the Koyhanim received 24 gifts. The 24 Manas Kahuna, the Zroya, the Halachayayim, the Akeva, Chula, Chumas Meiser, Chala, and so on and so forth. 24 gifts. Rabbeinu Bachya, Parshas Nosa, writes that the Kohanim have a 25th gift. The 25th gift is Birchas Kohan, the requirement that they bless Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Parsha Birchas Kohan begins with the words Kol Sivaruchu Es Bnei Yisrael. Because Kol are the letters 25, Chaf Hei. It's the 25th gift of the Kohanim that's given to the Kohanim. I'm using an obvious question. The question is, the 24 gifts are things which the Kohanim receive Birchas Kohanim is not something that they receive, it's an obligation, it's something that they have to do. It is a service that they must provide. This is not a gift. And there's an obvious answer. The answer is that the greatest gift you can give a person is the ability to give. It's no fun to take all the time. The greatest hanna a person has in life is giving. An opportunity to be mashpia, to provide for others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Kohanim the ultimate gift of Birchos Kohanim, Koyis Baruch Hu Esbnei Yisrael. I'm giving you the opportunity to bless, to give to Klal Yisrael. The relationship between the Kohanim and Klal Yisrael is a marshal for the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Umos HaOlam. Klal Yisrael is called the nation of Kohanim. We attend Tihilim, Tihilim, Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh. In this keynote, we compare Echa to Eka. All of the expressions of Ka represent the minus of Klal Yisrael. The minus that Klal Yisrael experience. Bezman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayekayim, the Yisraelis in the Sinai Shalmakon. And we were living in Eretz Yisrael, we were givers. We were mashpiyim. We were in Orla Amin. We were living in at a level of Kol, the 25th gift, the gift of giving. But in this Kina, we mourn that now we're not givers. In Golos, Eicha, Yoshua, Bodot. We sit in solitude. Ha'ir Rabosiyam, the city that was once populated with multitudes of people, is now bottle. And we live in Golos. We live off the fat of someone else's land. We're takers. This is the contrast between Eicha and Eiko. Eicha represents being a taker. Eikoi represents the idea of giving. How much we yearn once again to return to a situation where we give and not take. Eikoyam oimer koyreis liyav v'fetzach b'ris v'nab son koyye v'netzach v'heilato v'kluat z'mag v'netzach Lom lohim nasa zonach v'netzach eikoy gosh kisel v'yolo v'ratz v'secho d'ruchat koy pitu v'eidu secho v'heinato doku v'fgifelach v'yosecho יש ענב כה קיצוי מריסה חוי איקוי הבטו חס הקודים יקודים בין שויס אם כה ימר כה יוחש ורויס ויאטו דיחחת אם לא יתה שועס תולי בביף בפעומך ומה שועס איקוי זום והורג מצרי בגן נאום בקודש וייתן כה בכוי חותם בעדה האס קודש ואינתו חלקם אוכל לחודש כל הירה אויי בקודש איקוי תוי כשולח The oil of the Hokoi Samal Shalah on the Homer, they not all your shoe, wait the ways. The Hoshwag Serve for the Kermoya, Ekoi Krisus, Hadoshos, Buri Sois, the Hoyabak has a slime of the Moise, Sois, the Hey Nato, Muraku, the Nalahem, Lesoi, Somu, Soi, Sois, Ekoi Mishmal, Shalma, Koi Samal, Vaspa, Hayes, Mulon, they not all Natsu, Bene Avlo, Yvodak. Maybe the Malo Eko Siach Shishimo Siois Haki Dumois, Christopher from the Shishim, Divine Dumois, Renato, Ospu, Dumois, the Stockades, Carabinois, Eko Potsloko, Om Berach, Amke the Shafa, the Shuva Fonsta, Behoim of Mar, the Shafam, Renato, Sorwal, Yero, Kosheho, Shuko, the Shafa, Eko Kifas, the Dim Shuineho, Koisa, Silvam, the Talon Race, Oimoneho, Renato, Hashu. We're going to skip now to Kino Tes Zayin. Zechor Asher Osot Sar Bifinim. Kino Tes Zayin. This Kino deals with Titus HaRasha. A detailed account of exactly what happened when Titus HaRasha came to destroy the Bayis Sheni as he entered. The Bayis terrified the Kohanim and Klal Yisrael. And in this Kino relates how he contaminated the Lechem HaPodim, how he stabbed the Parochas, and blood gushed from the Parochas. He thought, Chas V'Shom Kaviyochol, that he did something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn in this Kino how he dragged a Zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and committed a horrible sin. We learn in this Kino about the Kosel HaMaron. We learn in this Kino about the story of the 400 young boys who were taken to Rome on ships, and they became aware of the purpose, to what purpose they had been taken, and they discussed among themselves if they're allowed to give up their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiddush Hashem, rather than being allowed to be objects of sin for the Romans. And they did. They gave up their lives. And Abasco came out and said that they will be resurrected at the time of Tchias HaNesim. Instead of focusing on what it says in this Kino, I want to focus on something that it does not say. There's something that's conspicuously absent. In the beginning of the Kino, we learn Titus comes in. He's in the Heichal. And he comes near the Lechem HaPanim. Nachalaseinu b'yeis. He struck terror in the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Ki timei Lechem HaPanim. And then he stabs the Gider Paroichas. He stabs the Paroichas Ba'al HaShveiponim. Double Paroichas. Amotraxim. And then it goes on to say that he removed the Kalim, the 93 Kalim that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Let me ask you. If he's standing in front of the Parochas, and on the right side is the Lechem HaPanim, what about the menorah? What did he do to the menorah? Did he touch the menorah? Did he contaminate the menorah? Did he extinguish the nearest of the menorah? Where is the menorah? He's standing right here. What happened? But the only reason why I ask this question is because there's another account of Titus, of what happened on that day. And it doesn't come from Jewish sources. In fact, it's not even a text. It's the Arch of Titus. And the Arch of Titus, very carefully etched into stone, is a depiction of the parade of the soldiers of Titus returning home to Rome with the spoils of war. Everyone has seen pictures of the Arch of Titus. Perhaps some of you have been there. And there is what appears to be the shulchan in the background. There are two trumpets. But what is the centerpiece of the Arch of Titus? We all know. It's even been featured in the New York Times only a few weeks ago. The menorah. This is the spoils of war. All of those soldiers schlepping the heavy menorah. All the menorah has, the kaftorim, the parochim, you look carefully, everything is there except for the legs. That's the discussion in of itself. It's round, it's not vertical. Okay, there's what to speak about. But the menorah, this is the spoils of war. And yet, in our account that we've been saying for all these years, there's no mention of the menorah. How are we done? Are we dealing with the same Titus? What's going on? How do we understand? Why did the Kalir ignore the menorah? The answer is, it all depends on what is the menorah? If the menorah is a piece of gold that is shaped in a certain fashion with seven receptacles, with knobs, goblets, and flowers, master craftsmanship, then you're right. They, Titus, he has the right account of what happened. He is correct. The arch of Titus shows the menorah. But the Kedusha and the Tahara of the Kalir didn't look at the menorah. And that, from that point of view, that perspective, in that fashion. From the point of view from the Kalir, do you know what the menorah is? It says in the Gemara that the menorah, there were seven arrows, but there was one arrow in which they added enough oil for the menorah to light to last for 12 hours. But every single day, Bizman Shabbos, Hamidashay Kalim, the Yisroel, Sinitzen, Shomakam would last for 24 hours. The Ner Ma'arovi. And as with that Ner, they would light the other Neros. And what is the significance of this miracle? Eidus Shehashchina Shoya B'Yisrael. It is testimony that the Shechina rests among Klal Yisrael. The fact that we are saying Kinnus today, here, 1,942 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, is the greatest Eidus Shehashchina Shoya B'Yisrael. If there is one thing that Titus did not touch, he did not touch the menorah. The menorahs have never been shining brighter. The Arch of Titus, it's a big, big lie. Lo yichen badov. Your fabrications are false. The Shechina is present. Klal Yisrael is thriving. Busting by the seams. I heard someone told me that if you go today to Rome, you can no longer go near the Arch of Titus. It's been cordoned off. No yellow tape, caution, danger. They're afraid it might collapse. It's very delicate. It's only 1,900 years and change. They're afraid it might fall down. No one should get hurt. Why is it going to fall down? Sheker ein loy raglayim. Sheker. There's one other point I want to make about this kinnus. Something very interesting. We mentioned here the 93 kelim. We discussed this last year. I only mentioned incidentally, but a lot of people found it very interesting about the legend of the 93 girls, the seminary girls that gave up their life, juxtaposed to the 400 boys in the kina that gave up their life. 93, there were 93 kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. This comes from, I want to share with you something different. Not that idea, but why were there 93 kelim in the Beis HaMikdash? So this is something that those who learned that film learned this not long ago, Misach HaTamid, it's a Mishnah. They needed 93 kelim for the Korbanos Sibah. If you made a calculation of the various Korbanos that we need on a daily basis, there were 93 kelim that were necessary. There's a well-known Yerushalmi that says the 93 kelim correspond to the 93 times Hashem's name appears in the prophecies of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. There are technical difficulties with this because according to our calculation, there doesn't appear to be 93 references to Hashem's name, but this is what it says in the Yerushalmi. I want to share with you another idea. Just an idea. It doesn't say this anywhere. And it's not 100% accurate. You can do the fact check, you'll see why. But first of all, it's a little bit disturbing. There's a mention here in the Kina twice. Titus took away the Klesh Rares, and then it says again he took away the 93 Kale. What's the significance of another 93? The first Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us that there's a Sanhedrin Gedoyla and a Sanhedrin Ketan. How many members are there in the Sanhedrin Gedoyla? It's Machlokes Tanoim. The Rabbanim say 71. Rabbi Yehuda says there are 7. It says in the Pasuk, Esli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael and Moshe Al Gadei. 70, 71. So for the moment, If you'll allow me, we'll work with Rabbi Yehuda. There were 70, as it says in the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu was different, Al Gabeya. And then there's the Sanhedrin Ketana, 23 Dayan, less man the talk, 23. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGozah sat 70 Dayanim. In the Ezras Noshim sat a court, Sanhedrin Ketana. Do you know what it means here in this Kina? That when they left, Titos, when he came and he left, the 93 Kelim were missing. 70 plus 23 equals 93. Who are the Klei Sharis? It says in the Kina, he took away the Klei Sharis. Why does it say again, the 93 Klei Sharis were missing? It's the Dayanim, the Talmidei Chachamim. The 93 Dayanim were missing. As we say in the Kina Elitzion, Ubitul Sanhedreha. The Sanhedrin was bottom. It's true, they went into Golus 40 years in advance, but this was the Makkeh, the Patish, this was the end. The 93 Dayanim that represent Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lokoim HaShos HaShchina, were gone. Chidush in Torah was bottom. Why were the 93 Kelim in the Sechta Tomit? For the Avoda. Because the 93 Kelim correspond to the 93 Dayanim. The Avoda is only as good as the Torah. And the Torah is only as good as the Avoda. Your davening is only as good as how well you learn, how much hasmada you put into your learning, and your hasmada is only as good as how much you're mechaven during your davening. The two cannot be separated. Last week, I came home, looked at the news, scrolled down. Headlines, press release. All 93,000 tickets sold. Siyum HaShas to be the largest event ever at MetLife Stadium. Here we are. Backdrop, Parshas Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu. Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Elef Pa'ami. Beis HaMikdash, Shchorav, Tishabov, Titus, the 93 Kelim, the 93 Talmidei Chacham, the Klei HaTorah, is gone. Shvu Shechalva, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Elef Pa'ami. 93,000 people coming to be Mechabe B'Torah. To rebuild the Torah, to rebuild the 93 Kelim that Titus took away. Zechor Ashraf Tzar Bifinim, Bifinim, Sholat Harboi, Volifinai, Volifinim, Nachlasim, Bieskitin, Elapaponim, Gide Parechas, Balashpeponim, Isoimim Giel, Bimogin, Meodom, Bayim Made, Kodvik, Mare, Adam Dom, Bemenudolach, the Hishkir, Hitzot, Dom, Kyotzab, and Abais, the Harboi, Meleodom, Al Hadboi, Soy, Halboi, Skover, Vinotom, El El Yoda, Lumul, the Gaber, Mitzra.
Ulam or Rakshubay Bloshatam El Hamincha Pinois, Shulchan Yeretz Utz, Bisholosh Pinois, Hashiveinu Shivu Kivahu, Benifheyom, the Shittifu Atzmam Yachan, in Paul Bayom, Shib, Shibachos Shiru Kalyom, Kielecha Horagno, Bin Sulosyam, Kisahimos Boa, Nafsham, Kozos, Boas, Boas, Nublo, Shechach Lucha, Chilu, Mamashon, Tikvasam Nas, Nubimeshiv, Nibashon, Vaskol Nishno, Ura, Lahama, Sishon. Im Tochal Manoshim Piryam Oilei Tipuchim. This kino, horrifying kino, we learn in detail about the horrors that people experienced at the time of the Korban Bayis Rishon. At this time, we learn about the whole kino deals primarily with children, infants starving to death, infants being eaten by their mothers. The brains of children being piled high in the street. The details go on and on. All different types of children, infants, toddlers, adolescents, children, children, children. People witness, who lived at the time of the Korban Bayis Rishon, the horrors are just unimaginable. But what's even more frightening, much more frightening, is that the Kalir tells us why. He tells at the end of the Kina, do you know why all this happened? The Ruach HaKodesh, the Mulam, it's the end of the Kina, the Mulam Mariam, it shouts back at Bnei Yisrael, Hoi, I'll call Shechenei Horoim, woe to my evil neighbors, referring unfortunately to us. Ma Shehikra Om Modiim, they publicize their tzaras. The Yesasha also Lomodin, they don't publicize why. I'll tell you why. You publicize the Tzara into Chalamashukriyam Mashmiyim, you let it be known that you mourn over the fact that mothers ate their children at this time, but you keep it a big secret. V'imihoreg benikvash Hashem, koyim v'novi, loy Mashmiyim. You don't tell anyone the secret. The big secret that Zechariah Ben Yehoyada was murdered in cold blood 250 years before the Korban Bayis Rishon. That you don't know. That's a secret. No one's supposed to know about that. You're always supposed to know about the tzaras. Question is, Ma'in Zelizeh, what do the death of children have to do with the chait of Zechariah Ben Yehoyada? Before I begin to see anything, it goes without saying that there is no answer. That should be crystal clear. No one should misunderstand that. There is no real answer to this question. Children are tzaddikim. Why should a child deserve to suffer for the chait of a parent, a grandparent, great-grandparent? Layumsu avos al banim. It's in the category of tzaddik v'ra'lo, which there is no answer for us. We have to accept this emuna shalema hatsur tamim paolo kichol derochav mishpat kel emuna ve'in avel tzadik v'yashar emuna pshut. So there is no answer. But yet, the Kalir tells us something, and we have an obligation to study and to learn and to understand and to derive a lesson. It's not a lesson on a practical level where we can point a finger chas v'sholem and say anything why something happens, but there's something to learn. So with that Hakdama, let's learn about the murder of Zechariah. Zechariah was a Kohen, he was a Navi, he was a Dayan, he was a Tzaddik. He was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Shabbos, it was Yom Kippur, and he was giving a drasha, he was giving a shir. He was teaching Bnei Yisrael about the prohibition to worship idols. And there was a group of people that didn't like the shir. They wanted to worship idols. So they killed him. And the king gave his consent.
So we come here on Tisha B'Av, and this is a major theme. It's all over Kinnis. Can't go a few lines without reading about Zechariah. This is what it's all about. The murder of the Kohen, the Navi, the Dayan, the Tzadik, and Shabbos, and Kippur, Beis HaMikdash, preaching about the prohibition of worshiping idols. But I want to try to show you is that Tisha B'Av, don't think everything I said 100% literally, but I want to try to show you that Tisha B'Av has nothing to do with the murder of Zechariah. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Let me explain. Again, don't take everything I say 100% literally. Let's learn some background to Zechariah. Who was Zechariah? To know who Zechariah is, we have to know more about his father, Yehoyada. Who was Yehoyada? To know about Yehoyada, we have to know about Yoyash. Yoyash, we have to know about Achaziah, we need to learn about Yehu. So let's start in the beginning. There was a person called Yehu. Yehu killed Achaziah. He was the king of Yehuda. Yehu, Achaziah, had a mother. And after her son, the king was killed, she wanted to be the queen. Asal Yahu, which is referred to different ways in Tanakh. She wanted to rule. Problem was, wasn't in style for a woman to be queen, especially when there are children and there are cousins and there are other people from the Malchus of David that are going to be Melech. So she got up and she killed anyone that was a threat to her position, including her own grandchildren. Hafle Fafel, her own family, she killed them all. And she ruled. There was a woman, a very righteous woman, Yahushabas. And she saw what was going on, and she, together with her husband, Yehoyada, found a little boy, Yosh, 1 year old, son of Achaziah, and hid him in the Beis HaMikdash to protect him from the onslaught of Asalia. And this Yehoyada risked his life to save this little boy, Yosh, from the wicked Asal. And after 6 years of hiding in the Beis HaMikdash, in those little chambers, you've all seen the pictures, those little chambers that surround the Beis HaMikdash, upstairs and downstairs in the basement, here and there, Yehoyada organized at great risk to his life a kesher, a conspiracy, to overthrow Asal. And he succeeded. He was able to overthrow Asalia. They killed Asalia and they anointed Yoyosh as the new Melech. He was 7 years old. And of course, a seven-year-old king needs guidance, and Yehoyada took him by the hand and established the Malchus and did everything possible for this person, Yoyosh. And then Yehoyada got old. Vayiskan Yehoyada, Vayisvayam and Vayamos, then Neo Shloshim Shana, the Moshe, he was 130 years old when he died. And we can be sure that he had a royal funeral. He was buried by Yikmeru, Beir David, in Hamalachim. Can you imagine? A place only reserved for kings. Yehoyada was buried with the kings. Why? Ki osa toiva bi Yisrael, v'im ho elokim v'esa. This pasuk is one of a kind. It's almost non-existent for Tanakh to give unrestrained praise of a person. You have praise, but there's always a rock. He's a great person, except for this. No restraints. Unqualified. Tzadik yisoid olam. Ben adolam mokon, ben adolam l'chaveroi. One more time, the pasuk. Ki osa toiva b'Yisrael. V'yim ho'elokim huveisa. Okay. He died, good man. Klal Yisrael owed him, big time. He single-handedly saved the Malchus of David. He was responsible for transforming Klal Yisrael. You have to read the Pesukim and see all of his accomplishments of the Meharshim. Klal Yisrael owed him a very great debt of gratitude. And he had a son. He had a wonderful son. Zechariah, Koyei, Novi, Dayan, Tzadik, gave great shiurim. And what happened? It was a new era. New era. Avodah Zarah. It was in style. It was in fashion. And Zechariah was in the way. He was in the way. So what happened? Vayikshu Olav, the people decided to conspire against him. Vayirgimu Evan b'mitzvas HaMelech. They killed him. And the king signed off. Pechatzar Beis Hashem. Wow, what a terrible Avera. If you come and you read the Kinnis, so you'll say, what's the Avera? Like we said 10 times. Koyin, Navi, Dayan, Tzadik, Beis HaMikdash, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Avodah Zarah. No, there's not one word of that in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is crystal clear. What is the Chait? The Pasuk here defines the Chait with the ultimate precision. V'loy Zohar Yoyash HaMelech HaChesed Asher Oso Yehoyodo Oviv Imo. He forgot about all the good that his father did for Klal Yisrael. Vayaharoy es bino. And he murdered his son. Uchmos Omar. And as he was being murdered, he said, Yidrosh Hashem b'yeroyem. Forgot the exact psukim, I'll have it over here. But as he was murdered, he gave out a cry. Hashem should look into this. What was the chait? The chait of the murder of Yehoyada is betrayal. What do people care about? It's no big secret. People care about their children. That's all that counts. We all know that. I was speaking to a very successful person recently, a person that's on the top of the world. And he was just chatting and says, none of this makes, nothing's worth anything. The only thing that I care about are my children. It's no secret, this is poshut. What would Yehoyada want? He would want that someone should take care of his child. Zechariah. And what was the hakaras that Klal Yisrael had for Yehoyada? For the good that he gave did for Klal Yisrael? What was the hakaras that they murdered his child? If Zechariah would have been an ordinary, simple person living in a country that we never heard of, in a factory making less than minimum wage, it would have been the same exact sin. It's irrelevant that he was a Kohen Levi, the Shabbos Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. He was the son of a person that we owe a debt of gratitude. Betrayal. Tisha B'Av is all about Sinas Chinam. There are many levels of Sinas Chinam. You can hate a person because you just don't like what they look like. You should ask. You just nonsense. Then people hate others for reasons. They have good reasons. Not so terrible. But at least you have a reason. Then there's indifference. You just don't care. Someone's murdered in another country, and you don't even take a few moments to pause and reflect. I mean, mishpatef betzar shel Yisrael. That's sinas, indifference. But the worst. Is betrayal. When someone is good to you and you do them in. And that is the chait of Zechariah. Now we understand the kina. Why is the kina Yudzayin all about children? It's nida keneged nida. Did you care about the child of Yehoyada? No, you didn't care. Couldn't care less. He was in the way. Murder. Get out of here. But what about Yehoyada? He was there for you. All the time. We don't care. You don't care about Yehoyada's child. Hashem told this generation, I'm in my lead. I don't care about your children. Chaman Utzman. The Musa Haskell is betrayal. I'll give you a few examples very quickly. In the aftermath of Chayil Egel, Moshe comes down and says to Aaron, Aaron, what happened? On your watch, the eagle? What does Aaron say? They killed Chor. They would have killed, I was next.
So let's ask a question. So you will also be asked. So what's so terrible? You die al kiddush Hashem. If they kill me, it's Zechariah. Rashi quotes the pasuk, Kohen v'Navi. And Chur wasn't a Kohen v'Navi. Chur wasn't on a Madrega. You know who Chur was? If Klal Yisrael has hope after Chur, there will be hope after you. And if there's no hope for Chur, there's no hope for you, there shouldn't be any hope for Klal Yisrael after Chur. Why is Aaron different than Chur? You know what the answer is? Who was Aaron's father? Amram. Who was the Gadol Hador for Klal Yisrael in the most difficult matzah? Kol Habein Hayimed Hayoyra Tashmichu. It was Amram. It was Amram. Klal Yisrael owes a debt, owes Amram a debt of gratitude like we cannot even begin to imagine. And to kill his son, this is how you repay Amram. To kill Aaron in the chuppah ha'avon hazeh, it would have been over. Let's look in the opposite direction. Vayishma Avram ki nishro ochiv. His brother has been captured. Who's the brother? Lot. Lot's not a brother. Lot's a nephew. Why is he called a brother? Who was the first one to die al kiddush Hashem? Chor, the father of Lot. Why did he die? He died for the cause of Avraham. Avraham of Ivri, Avraham was thrown into a furnace. So Choron allowed himself to be thrown into a furnace. Okay, he wanted his cheshbon asar, it's not for now. And he died, al kiddush Hashem. He died for the cause of Avraham. He was loyal to Avraham. What would Choron want if he would speak to him? What does Choron care about? His children. Lot is not a son of a brother. This is my brother. Loyalty. And what came from that act of loyalty? Moav. And what came from Moav? Ruth. And what came from Ruth? David. And what comes from David? Mashiach. The two sides of the coin. When there's loyalty, there's Mashiach. And when there's betrayal, it's all over. In Yechubah Ha'ovon Hazeh Chas V'Shalom. Asara Harugi Malchus. Why do we read the Asara Harugi Malchus on Tisha B'Av? Na'im Zelzeh. So we know from the Midrash and Medrash, Asara Harugi Malchus, the Goyne Vish Nefesh Me'achav Yisamer Bo Most Yumas. Kidnapping. Gneva. The brothers, the 10 brothers sold Yosef. Kidnapping, there has to be punishment. It has to be kapara. The Asara Harugi Malchus corresponds to the 10 brothers. Let's ask a question. Who did the brothers steal Yosef from? Who do they steal him? Kidnapping. Who's the Baba Boss? He wasn't married. There's no wife. No children. The brothers, they couldn't kill us. They sold him. From himself, it's very deep. It's a little bit too deep for me now. Let's focus on something very simple. They stole him from their father, Yaakov Avinu, the Ben Zakunim. The hate of Mechiras Yosef was betrayal. They betrayed their father. We find Chazal questioned, did the brothers ask Mechila, did not ask Mechila, was he Mechila, was he not Mechila? But they never would dare go near Yaakov. The betrayal, the fate was so great that they couldn't deal with that. And that's why Ad Hayom Hazeh and Tisha B'Av, the focus of Tisha B'Av is Sinas Chinam, and the highest level of Sinas Chinam, the ugliest form of Sinas Chinam is betrayal. And that's why we have Zechariah, we have Asar Malchus. And it's something we have to learn to emulate. We focus so much on the Kinas. Go to the Maharis Machpelah. Go back to Avraham Avinu. We have to learn from Avraham Avinu what it means. Loyalty. Vayishma Avram ki nishba ochiv. Let's say the Kina. Kina Yudzayin. Intechal Moshe Peyam Arulah Lechukhim Alulayim.
The guys not as fresh on this sick shine on Susan Parchem out of the inn, did back on the shine your neck. The chich, it's him all in sea, chich him out of the inn, to high men or zoom as all boy in the shell, as for name to talk him out of the inn, Tiva Adna. Zol zot mi vnech vuchu chavoy mi nuhutach mi sachem avlayim tizmena besarav oisrodim vimaros vishichim avlayim tibchad nabono isom chedim oisom vivtachem avlayim tatois nabu chois adolim bechoy vois kirya tipuchem avlayim tikar nabu shikul rechem vitzimok shodayim vihim al bodim shachem avlayim tibasham rashmur leosim Maginim ba'arav, eluchem alalim, tiluchat na'aruchem imen ruchem, v'noi dois nefuchem alalim, tima'at na'amelef me'och, omea sara imen arechon lima, tochem alalim, im tanois na'olim osach, echol shmonim emelef koyanem krochem alalim, im tisorach na'asham koloysam ha'nechoshois, ukoitzim kitzuchem alalim, teyarach na'aldomi, naki shmonim Kila Yutas
does not need any introduction. Sidik Adin. Rahman al-Mutsana, when a person suffers a tzara, he is required to say, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Yehi, Shem, Hashem, Yivarach. And that's what we do. We borrow from the words of Daniel, Lachash and Atzak, of Allah, Nubaisha, Saponim, and we recite on Tisha B'Av all of the tzaras of Chal Yisrael, Sidik Adin. We come now, we skip now to Kino Chof Av, Arzei Halavonim. We just discussed Arzei Halavonim.
So I want to point out a few short points. First thing I want to point out is we refer to the Asarah of the Malchus with the term Arzeh HaLavadon and Adirei HaTorah. In Tehillim, the words Arzeh HaLavadon refer to a tzaddik. Tzaddik HaTomah Yifroch Ki Erez BaLavadon Yiske. Tzaddik. Adirei HaTorah. It's Torah. These are two different things. We know there are many tzaddikim, but they're not necessarily talmidei chachamim. And unfortunately, we all know too well that there are talmidei chachamim whose actions are not pleasing in the eyes of Klal Yisrael. They're not arzeh halavana. They are adirei hatorah, but not arzeh halavana. The unique maima of the Asura Hamidei Malchus is the synthesis of Tzidkus and Torah. Noe Dore Shmuel Mekayim, a person that lives what he learns, to be from the Tzaddikim who are also Goyim in Torah, and this is what we mourn over. We mourn over not just for them, we mourn over for ourselves, for our generation. How often do we come upon a person that we can say about them both? Arzeh HaLevanon V'Adirei HaTorah. Another point I want to make is that it should focus on the first two of the Asarah Gemalchus, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi, and Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. A shot will connect in Moshe Rabbi, the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol. These two of the Asarah Gemalchus were killed before the Korban on the 25th day of Sivan, approximately 2.5 months before the Korban. The Melech, the equivalent of the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol. And as they were being taken to be killed, the first to die, those who the Kina says were the shield of Klal Yisrael, through their Torah, they were making for Klal Yisrael. The defense forces were lowered. Our defenses were released. How did it begin? With a goyim. The words of the king are Yadu Goyrol Mi Rishon Lacherev Beruah. Who's first? It's interesting that Eretz Yisrael was divided with a Goyrol. Al Pi HaGoyrol Yecholei Karetz. We came into Eretz Yisrael with a Goyrol and we left with a Goyrol. The Talmidei Chachamim were taken from us with the Goyrol. A girl represents the idea that you invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to participate. You leave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do our mishtagos, but you, Hashem, you decide, you make the final decision. We have to remember that. We came with Hashkocha, and we left with Hashkocha. Everything is with Hashkocha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One other point, in this keynote we mentioned, we focus on the murder, the brutal murder of first Rabbi Shimon and Leo. And then the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, picks up the head. He picks up the head of the Nasi, puts his eyes on his eyes, nose to nose, mouth to mouth, and cries. And then a non-Jewish girl, she likes what he looks like. It's beautiful to watch. Beautiful to watch. The Kohen Gadol cry over the head of the Nasi. Unbelievable. Think about what I'm seeing. It's beautiful. I want to preserve this. No, the Kesar says we can't preserve this. We have to kill him as well. Okay, but we'll flay his flesh while he's alive. And what part of his head do they flay? The Mekoyim HaTzvillim. What do we know about the Tzvillim Shalosh? The Rohu Kol Amen Ha'aretz Kishim Hashem Nigro Olecha. The Yoru Mimera. They will be afraid of you. Here the flame, the Mekoyim HaTzvillim, the place, the one place which represents that the nations of the world are afraid of us. There's no fear. There's torture, there's murder, there's oppression, there's suffering. This Hester Pani. The murder of the Nasi, the Kohen Gadol mourning over the Nasi, a non-Jewish woman, says that it's beautiful to see such a thing, and let's flay the place of the tefillin, the makom of the Shem Hashem. V'rohu kol amei ha'aretz ki Shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yoru v'neka. Hester panim muchlat, with an underline, bold, all caps. It doesn't get worse than this. And the question is, where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where did he go? The Paiton tells us where he is. It's hidden in the Kina. When we describe the knife, the Paiton selected two very interesting words to describe the knife. Bisar hasechil. What does those words mean? Rashi, Kamatot only appears in Tanakh once, in Sefer Yishayahu. And there Rashi says, Sechir means Gidol. Targum says something similar. The other Farshim say it means that it's so sharp, it's not available for the common man. You have to go to a professional and pay money. You have to rent it from a professional because the common man does not have such a sharp knife. If you look at that pasuk there, there's a medrash. We don't even need the medrash to explain, but the medrash embellishes the pasuk. After Sancheir's army, his 185,000 soldiers miraculously were killed, Sancheir survived. He ran away. He came to an inn. And when he came to an inn, there was an old man sitting in the inn, and this Sancheir, the old man seemingly didn't know who Sancheir was, and Sancheir began to tell the old man, I got a big problem. I had an army of 185,000 generals. I can't go back home. If I go back home and tell them what happened, they'll kill me. I'm a failure. So the old man said, so why don't you have an idea? Disguise yourself. Shave off your hair. No one will recognize you. And the old man said, and the Sancheir said, it's a great idea, but I don't have a razor. The old man said, go into the store, get a razor, maybe you'll have to do some work. He gets the razor, and the old man shaves off the hair. Bayoim ahu, yigalach. Who is the old man, the Medrash says? It was the Ribbono Shel Olam in disguise. Bayoim ahu, yigalach Hashem. Bissar hasechiro. Be'evri hanor. Be'melech hashur es harosh. The Ribbono Shel Olam was cutting off. Who was holding the Sar HaSechira in the pasuk in Yeshaya? The Ribbono Shel Olam. The Paiton, when he tells us about the ultimate Hester Panim, he says, Tzivo lehafshir desroshoi b'sa'ar HaSechira. Do you want to know where the Ribbono Shel Olam is in this moment of Hester Panim? He's right there. He's out of control. He's holding the knife. You'll ask, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be there, be holding the knife, and let the Hegemon do this? That we don't know the answer to. That we're not allowed to ask. That's Emunah Pshuta. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the deepest Hester Panim. Imoi Anochi Bitzara. Sar hasachir. Arve halavod nadiri atoyra balei sveitzim the mishnah the gemara. Gibori choyacham olach b'tahara damon nishvach v'nashe sar gibura. Hiram kidoy shehar gimalchus sasara v'al elani v'chiyar y'eni nidra. Zos v'zach v'yazak gemara chemdas yisrael klaya koydesh nezer v'atara. Tohoyre lev kidoy shenesu b'nisra chamura yadu boro mirishon v'chere v'lura. Kinfog goro lal rabban shimoyim poshat savoroy v'ochor kinligzuro gizero. Rabban shimon chazah hegmon v'chor gom nefesh nitzuro. Mizera aharon shal v'akosho livkoy sal ben hagivio. Not al roi Shoyim, Sonai Al Arkuvosav, Menoya Hatahoya, Sonai Ravalena, Kedal Kedabugmura, Honor Yamar Kahamuskab, the Taira, Pisani Vesora, Misa Vishuma Vahamura, Siva the Hashit, Esroy Shoy, the Sahar Hasikira, Kian the Oyamur, and Afshik, Shechi, the Nahoya, Russia, Hapishay, Esigia, with Kantilin Mitzas Bora. Your coven is Dazzle, I love your it's half this foreign war. May I have the West Shabia Kivo, I can harm the Taihan, I'm Zubis of the Svara. The circle is the son of the Master Shubazel, the Hishabra. The artist of the Shras of the Ephon of Ascolumba, Ashrafa Nikiva, who got on the phone with her. Then Vava, the Dachel of the Shivan, the Ashara, never mentioned Shona. The Layaduda, Yashin, the son of Swain, the Fasil, the Lachel Mara, and the Hanina, the Dragon Akhla, the Mak and Kiva, it's the Seal Shora. Yashay, the Dervish, or Savitar, you might be through the Kabbalah's murmur, and so or you'd see to the family of the visit of her. So we will just send him, now we will show you the Rabbi Yeshev, of a Sefer Haragud Amamara, Zerakun, the Yish, the Kuhn, that Rabbi Boy, Book Bag of Huron, Yeltsabas, Kalalab, Shahim, Yakun, Karas, and Shem, Shem, Rabbi, Akhra, and Kutz, was given a gun. Oif Hapalech, Mishraf, the Har, the Helpiv, Kim, Mavi, Kihir, Vamidura, Tzadik, Rabbi Yelaz, Ben Shamu, Abrach, Ron, and Erad, the Matkiro, Yom Erev, Shabbos, Hoyos, Man, Kiddush, and Kaddish, and Yikra, show for all of the Yatsu Shwasa Bivara, Lohim Yatsu Vitsu, Kohina, the Hainan, Stephen Avalanus, Vigoram, Biskila, Srefa, Herek, the Henek, Milchal, the Shara, the Seres, Mimehen, Oyahua, Royal Serp, Hizura, Hazay Hatufa, the Sheikh Hatuma, Torfu, Aye, Vakithira, Yate, Vadme, the Loy, Yosef, or Liasura, Amates, Berkheim, Koshalois, Hill, Yakov, Mashia, Biesara, Litzedek, in Lachmelech, Yoimar, Shomu,
Let's start with some background, some just very general background. The year was 1096, 916 years ago. Pope Urban II rallied a large group of people to march east to Yerushalayim to take back Eretz Yisrael from the infidels, from the Muslims, who had control for the last 400 years of Eretz Yisrael. The Kina here mentioned specifically their interest was the Shulcha. The Shulcha is a derogatory term referring to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the place where they believe their Avodah Zarah is buried. And it mentions that here in this Kina, they were Doireish Shulcha. They went to seek to capture this mokum called the Shulcha. There are different estimates how many soldiers traveled, how many people traveled. 60,000, 100,000, 300,000 knights, peasants, noblemen, men, even women went on this march, 3,000 mile march east. There was a complex mix of reasons, politics, greed, unrest. It was Emperor Alexius playing around with Pope Urban. And of course, it was all L'shem Shemayim, what their ideas were. But for us, all we need to know is one thing. Halacha b'yadeinu, Esav, son of Yaakov.
as they marched from Rome, from even France, Germany, they came along the Rhineland, and they massacred, different estimates, 5,000, some put it as high as 10,000, of Achim ibn Israel. Kedoshim utahoyim kezoyar harikia. The Rishonim, we can't even begin to imagine the purity, the Yerushalayim of the people that massacred during the time of the First Crusade. They went along the Rhineland, and we learn in Kino Chavhei about three particular cities. The Kihilo Shum, Speyer, Worms, Mainz. It's referred to in the Kino as Shapiro, Varmiza, Magenza. There were many other communities that were also decimated, massacred. There are four Kinos in the selection that we have: Minig Ashkenaz, Chav Beis, Chav Hei, Chav Tes, and Lamed Gimel. We're only going to do one. We're just going to do the Kino Chav Beis, the first Kino. It's a general Kino. Kino Chav Hei is a more detailed account of what happened on the dates in the three communities of the Kilo Shul. Kino Lamed Tes, Lamed Gimel as well, is a detailed account of what happened. Kino Chav Hei is accepted, widely accepted, that it refers to the First Crusade, but there are those that claim it has nothing to do with the Crusade, it has to do with an event which happened during the time of the Avonim 1,200 years before. But that's a minority opinion. There are four Kinos. There are three main things that happened at this time. Well, first, the Crusaders, as they marched through the Rhineland, and they took it upon themselves to massacre Bnei Yisrael for no reason whatsoever. They demanded, if you want, you can live. All you have to do is kiss the tzeilah. And it was not even a hava amina by the kedoshim who lived in these communities. And they did three things. Some of them went out to fight and were killed. Brutally killed. Tortured. The worst acts of horror were done to these people. Others decided that it would be better to commit suicide than engage with the Crusaders. And the third, and then there was a problem. What would be with the little children? The little children don't know what's going on. They would be seized by the Crusaders and be raised as Christians. Chas v'shalom. So they made a decision which is hard for us to understand, to relate to, and to discuss in great detail by the Gedolim throughout the generations. They murdered their children. Or we shouldn't say murder. The terminology that's used in the Kinos, they offered them as sacrifices. Korbanos. The knives were called the machelas. They were called korbanos, olos, shlamim, chalovim. Because they could not allow their children to get into the hands of the Crusaders. These are three things that are mentioned in this kinah. We're going to read through some of the kinah together. Many people ask, why do we focus so much on the First Crusade? Rachmana Litzlan, in our history, there's been so much sorrow. So much sorrow. Why the Crusades? In the Middle Ages, open up a history book, one after another, massacres. One after another, why the First Crusade? The answer lies in the Gemara, the Sefer Tainus. The Gemara there tells us that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that Tisha B'Av should be commemorated on the 10th day of Av. I know this year is a Nidcha, but generally speaking, only the 10th day, because it was on that day that most of the Beis Hamikdash was burnt. The Rabbanim disagree, and their reasoning is Aschalto de Paranusa. We focus on the beginning. Tisha B'Av is when the Beis Hamikdash was set on fire. Chazal tell us, it's in the Kinos, it's all over, that Tisha B'Av is not just the day we mourn for the Beis Hamikdash, the five things that are recorded in the Gemara, but Tisha B'Av is a day to commemorate all Jewish suffering. But we emphasize Aschalt of the Torahs. All suffering. But again, emphasis. Historians tell us that the first crusade was a new beginning in Galus. It was already just about a little bit more than 1,000 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, according to place in the year 70, 1096. But the first crusade marked the first time of large-scale mob violence directed against the Jewish people with the tolerance, the encouragement, and open participation of government and church. It set a very horrible precedent for what would come in the next 916 years. It's clear from studying the Crusades that the people living in the Rhineland, the Kielo Shulman, and the neighboring communities were not prepared for this. They never saw this coming. And after this horrible massacre, the mindset of the Galus changed very much. Not that it helped. Plans were made, escape routes were made, there was always contingency plans. Didn't help, obviously. But studying the period of time, the history, things were different. The Crusades, it's Aschalt of the Paramusa. And that is why it is so critical we focus on the First Crusade and the Kinos. That's why there are four Kinos devoted to the First Crusade. For those here that are more inclined to Inyani Kabbalah, Kabbalistic teachings, is the Chidah. The Chidah writes that it's well known, I'm not familiar with these Sfarim, it's well known, he writes very elaborate discourse how well known it is that after the Humbayis, Sheni, the clock was reset. Mashiach could not come for 1,000 years. Achishtena could not begin until 1,000 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And therefore, in the Chidah's approach, the first crusade was the first large-scale tzara in a tkufa of where we should have begun the Aschalt of the Geula. During the first 1,000 years, this was a gezeirah of Galus, but after 1,000 years, after the year 1070, Aschalt of the Geula, and Rachmana Litzlan, the pain is that much greater, knowing that we already were living in the tkufa of Geula, and Rachmana Litzlan will suffer such a horrible tragedy. I want to read with you a few of the lines, so let's just read the beginning ourselves, and we come to about a third way down, where the words v'nisva'adu, b'frishus, I would like to read with you those lines and translate them, just a little bit. Hacharishu mimeni ve'ada be'ra v'yavu ma'ayma Chomos ezak v'shoyim lucha shofim shemayma Hetzikas niru chivu lo yucha ledoyma Chayom leido ehefem eheshach yeshonon Mispad ma'ar yasev yakonim b'nihima Divrei shagoy siyit v'vud kayamom Sift yal ados yasher nitno l'shamo Horid b'sihichi v'ohimo v'kol v'hiyarinom יחשב עצמו סויס ויבוא שמחו כל פנים פרור וכל יום שקרפו כל זאת ידוע וכל להים כל ליד ענוכו מיוז נסוער גוי עז דוי רי שלוחו סילה בירי היגי אויס נפתח תכו בסולוסי ובחורי נוסח בנסיכו ולא ישקו חוצוס נבוא סתם כסוכם עוד אולי ותאפי נחשב וקצר תבחום אלי לא על זוס ודמוסי עליכם Let's read together. These next few lines. These next few lines will describe how the members of Klal Yisrael realized what was about to happen. They got together. V'nisvadi b'frishus u'v'tahara. They gathered together in prishus and tahara. Lekadesh Shem Hagadol Hanu, to sanctify Hashem's name. The Ish is Ochiv Chizku BeEzra. Each one strengthened their friend. They were mechazik each other. Lidodik BeYira Tohira, to focus on Yira Shemayim, pure fear in Hashem. Believe Kiroya Lavoi the Zora, not Chas V'Shalom, to succumb to the demands of the Crusaders to kiss the Tzelem. And at this point, they decided first, what are we going to do with our children? After we are killed, who's going to raise them? We cannot allow them to be taken by the Crusaders. So it says here, the parents did not have compassion, gever, gvira, not a father, not a mother, albanim, tzifira, tzifara, on their beautiful children. Avalazru, gvira, yisera, they girded themselves with extra strength. Lahaloim, roish, to smash their heads. Vilikroi shedra, and to sever the spines of their children. Ve'ilemo dibru ba'amira, and as they murdered their children, they spoke to them, they said to them, Loi zochinu l'gadelcham l'tor. Woe to us! We did not merit to raise you in the ways of Torah. Makrivchem ke'oilo v'haktor. We have no choice but to sacrifice you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a carbon oil and as the Ketores is offered to Hashem. And we'll see each other again. V'nizke imachem v'oiro. We'll merit together to see the light. What kind of light? The Or HaTzofen for Tzadikim HaTzefuna, that's hidden, Me'ein Kol Valuma, that's concealed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put away in Haylin for the time of Yemos HaMashiach. And now that the children have been slain, have been offered as sacrifices, the adults looked at each other. What are we going to do now? How are we going to deal with the Crusaders? So there were two groups. They accepted upon themselves the Din Shamayim, Uzikanim, the Shamim, the Rananim, and the Zikanim, which were vigorous and fresh, Torah mitzvos. Him Hayu Techilo Nidoyim, they decided we will be the first, we will go out and we will engage the enemy. The Yasu Likrosam, as they finally went out to the wicked Crusaders, the Neherbu, and they were murdered. Hamoinim, Hamoinim, multitudes. V'nisarvu pidorim impar shidonim, and their fats mingled in the streets with their waste. And then the parents, they commit suicide. They killed each other. Nefchu la'achzor kayedim, they were cruel to each other. They stabbed each other to death. And young children that grew up in beautiful clothing were raised. They licked the dust in the street like serpents. They are callous. Levushai Shalom, that were dressed in beautiful clothing. They fainted. They fainted in the arms of their husbands. Minutochos. They were stabbed with swords and spears. And here the Python addresses us. Zichruzos, Kahal Adas, don't forget this. Don't forget what happened. V'altechashu meharbois kinim. Do not be silent from adding kinim. V'haspidu al chasidim v'hagunim asher tzolu b'mayim hazedonim, who sank in the treacherous waters. L'zecher zoyz nafshi aguma, for this my soul is grieved. And now the Python switches and he says, look what we lost. Do you know what we lost? Do you know who these people were? These were the Gedolei Yisrael. These were the Balei Tosfos. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? Who's going to teach us Torah? Torah, Torah, chig isak. Gird yourself in sackcloth. V'hispalshi ba'afarim. Roll in ash. Evil yochid asilach. U'misbad tamurim. Make for yourself a singular mourning as if this was a ben yochid that was taken away. And here he begins to speak in poetic terms, the Yama Talmud. A person refers to himself with the word Ani, I, Aleph Nun Yud. Those same letters also spell the word Oni, a ship. A person is like a ship. And a ship travels the seas. A ship has a destination, has a place to go. And a ship needs a crew, sailors, people to man the oars, the sails, the ropes, the nets. Who is the crew of the ship, of the Ani, the Oni? It's the Talmidei Chacham. And there are no Talmidei Chacham. They've all been taken from us. What's going to be with the boat, with the ship? How will the ship reach its destination? It will just wander aimlessly in the ocean. Al toivsei mishotayich ufersei machmoyim, and those that hold on to the oars and spread out the nets, melachayich, the chavlayich, b'mayim adirim, the sailors and the pilots, all the different functions, the different members of the crew, orchei ma'arocheich, miyashrei hadurim, the talmidei chacham who arrange all the difficult portions of the Torah, mifa'anchei sifunayich, on the galley, it's going to reveal the sequence, the Sisrei Torah. Mi yikatze begvos, umi yisateis, the Rav, who's going to quarry through the mountains, umi yitharek havayis, umi yitharek shvam, who's going to answer all the difficult issues which Klal Yisrael are faced with. Umi yafli neziros, umi yaroch nedarim, the famous, beautiful word from Rav Soloveitchik, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. This time, there was no Nazir. This is 1,000 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, Nazir and Nedarim? It means Mesechta Nedarim, Mesechta Nazir. There's no Rashi, there's no Tosfos for these two Mesechtas. Who's going to teach us these two Mesechtas? Miyafli Nazirus, Miyarach Nedarim, Umi Yisadeh Ma'akayich, V'chatu Nikarim. First here to Talmidei Chacham as farmers. They plant seeds. A Talmud is a seed that needs nourishment. It needs a proper environment. Seeds need a lot of work. Talmidim need a lot of help. They need a crew to guide them. What's going to be with the seeds? Who's going to take care of them? Okay, we'll say the rest of the Kinnah to ourselves. ומי אלחיים מלחני מלחמתך ויושב בשורים כלי מלחמם עובדו ונפל דיבורים אשריהם מסכילים כרקי המזרים למנוחו ישלום נוחו ישרים אוי ואבוי שוי ושבר לדוסרים למדיבס לבש החבולים וצירים וחיל ירניים צלמה וסלוי סדרים ערב הוי ממי תן ספרים ווי גם מצפים ומי יגעלה אוירים ממארי נאמו ישר הימו שורים יחוד שיק וחרד ואימון מחדרים עד מוסי תעביד רואי הכל סיסורים כאן אלו סוי וסרע אשר סירפו וזרים כי לא אוהו תראוהו כי ראוהו לגזורים כי סידים סבוכים הגדילו המדורים על אלה תספק אדון כל יצורים תנקום דום הניש בח כמיים המוגרים משור עניים אין כסורים המשובי פשר לאונים ומאורים ריחם לא עשם באו תחרימו כאן יד הרימון אורי בשיחי ואהימה וכל נהי הרימון קינו חפקים ובן בעס ונשמע. Everyone knows the story of Shmuel ben Elisha the Kondogal. We learned in the Arze Halvonen the beauty of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He had a son and a daughter. We can only imagine how beautiful they were. They were captured by two different masters. One master captured the son, one captured the daughter. The two masters met in an inn, and they were breaking to each other of what an incredible find they have. One bragged about the boy, one bragged about the girl, more beautiful than the daughters of Eof. Exquisite beauty. The boy, his face radiates like the sun. They came up with an idea. Let's marry them off. They'll produce offspring. and will split the profits. We're nothing more than merchandise to the nations of the world. It's all we're worth. Our value, monetary value. No such hasag of ruchnis. The boy and the girl are put in a room, one in one corner, one in the other corner, and the entire night they cried. The crack of dawn, somehow they noticed that their brother and sister, they embraced, and they died. The neshamas departed from the intense sar of what has come upon them. Make believe you never saw this king. You know the words of the kingdom. Make believe you never saw the kingdom. Let me ask you. When the son of Rabbi Yishmael, when he became aware of what was happening, what was his reaction? What should be his reaction? So let me suggest a hypothetical reaction. Look at this. They want to marry me off to a shifcha, a shiksa, a non-Jewish woman. Wow. You know something? It's awesome. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It is awesome. It's pasuk in the Rambam. And it's a chakira in the Kesef Mishnah. And the Rav is chalik. And from Shulchan Aruch it's mashmi, one of the two sides of the chakira. But if you look in a rare manuscript, you'll find a chiddush that will explain that it's not really a kasha. And if you look in the footnotes of an article that appears in a journal that no one ever heard of, everything is in Yashuv. And the bottom line is, awesome. Is that the way the son of Rabbi Shmuel reacted? Chas v'shem. Chalila v'chas. The greatest degree of apikorsis to respond like that. How did he respond? Nina Aaron, I'm an inekel of Aaron Hakoyim. Ech l'shivcha yihinoisei. How can I marry a shivcha? No chapter and verse. I'm an inekel. Kedusha utahara. Yira shemayim. How can I do this? How did the Bas Yochel, how did the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel respond? This year, I heard a shiur from the Rosh Kollel in Tar Vadas of Leib Guliger. Talmud right here, Leib Guliger. Give a shiur. Sugya of Nidim, Sechta Nidim. And he told us a story a number of years ago. He went there to show to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zechut Zalik Levrach. The shiur. To discuss different matters relating to the laws of Nida, not important where they were. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was teaching him different scenarios, different halachas. And then they came to a certain point in the conversation. Rav Shlomo Zalman said to Rabbi Guliger, the following matter, the following issue, is not to be found anywhere in the Dalit Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. But this is the way he's supposed to conduct us in this situation. This is the way it should be done. So Rabbi Guliger told us that he said to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the Rav means it's not to be found in the four, the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, it's to be found in the fifth Chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Now everyone here knows what that means. Everyone here went to Yeshiva, you know what that means. It means the Shulchan Aruch, there are four Turim, Arachayim, Yeredeya, Chelishim Mishpat, and Ezra. And then in Yeshiva they say it is the fifth, Seichel HaYashar, Yerushalayim. Minag Yisrael. This is Kedushas Yisrael. This is the way it's done. So this is what he said to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He then imitated for us his reaction. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach stood up. He banged with his fist. And he said to Rabbi Guliger, no! Shulchan Aruch, Reishis Chochma, Shalom. The Ben Bas, Rabbi Shmuel, didn't react with the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Nin Aroim, Eich Yinasel Shufcha. The reframe of this kina, the words, V'yayima, Miyomim Yomima. I moan. Miyomim Yomima. What do these words mean? So simply it means year to year, once a year. There's a pasuk we say every day in davening in the parashas of Tefillin. Mishamarta esachukah hazos l'maladon miyomim yomima. What do those words mean? Well, it depends on what the word chukah. Mishamarta esachukah hazos. What is the chukah? Whatever is the chukah, the word miyomim yomima modifies the word chukah. So there are two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion the Gemara says what chukah refers to Karban Pesach. And that would then mean miyomim yomima means once a year. But there's another opinion in the Gemara. The word chukah in the pasuk refers to the mitzvah of tefillin. And tefillin is a mitzvah yomis. We put on tefillin every single day. And therefore when it says at the end of the pasuk, v'yashamarta sachukah hazos l'moadon miyomim yomima, the words miyomim yomima mean every single day. The Paitan tells us, V'yohima miyomim yomima. Every single day you have to say to yourself, Nin Aaron, I'm an Enoch of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. I'm an Enoch. Eich l'shivcha yihi noisei. How can I behave like this? How can I conduct my life in such an ugly way and be insincere, insensitive, and do this avera and that avera and not be medactic in this mitzvah and that mitzvah? I'm an enikol of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Every Jewish woman has to say to herself every single day, Bas Yocheved, I'm an enikol. Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. How can I behave like this? This is the Musa Haskel of this king. Let's say the king now. King of Gimel, the Esnavi, Echatasi, Arjash, Hishlima, the Dimasi, Alechlim, Azrima, the Yamzeni, the Yamarima, the Yahima, the Yamim, Yamimam, Evele, the Nihom, Hodal, Hodal, Nicole, Kate, Slave, Dalbodol, Ben, the Master, the Shmok, and Godol, Zirvam, you call Bubavi, Yasima, the Yahima, the Yamim, Yamima, Ace, Nishbu, the Nafu, the Shmei, Adonim, the Hem, Shahim, Zilmase, Fanim, Bayesap, Zelo, Zain, Yonim, Zelmar, Mishivias, Yonim, Shadisi, Shif, Kalabushashan, and the Kalabon, the Zid, Kalaster, upon him, the Sayar, Kiktsia, the Yamima, the Yahima, Yamim, Yamim. Ki hiskimu al zos shneihem yachad le'erev zivgum b'cheder echad v'hu hadoyim mebuchutz divam ki yachad heim b'ichem emar nefesh b'chad ad b'iker b'chiyasam lo hid b'mimam v'himam yamin emimah zeh yispa b'chil v'kiyalei v'yim ser min aron ich l'shefa yin oisei v'igam hi tiyah alel v'sig rashay sabas v'chavad ich levet yin oisei oi ki zois kazar emer yoisem zois hit glosh seal Dichim avim b'yamim imam arbaiker zezer ki kibum hoyachi v'hoyachi sibim mistab kuyachad v'nis chabaru ad yotza mishmosam v'mishim avim b'yamim imam mazos yikon yim yabir shiho gizir zos tamari b'chir v'lobi yikod yikod yufir al bein abas mispad rabahan ahar v'yim avim avim v'shif v'hima v'kol nihi arvim. So now we're going to go to Kino Chavav and Chav Zayin. Chavav and Chav Zayin are two Kinos that really belong together. And in fact, the order should really be Chav Zayin and Chavav. In Kino Chav Zayin, We learn about Yirmi. Yirmi was not present at the time when the Chum Beis HaMikdash happened. He returns back to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, and he's horrified to see that it was destroyed. And there he meets a woman who's dressed in black. And she's described as an Isha Yifas Toyar, Minuvel Esmot. On the one hand, she's a beautiful woman. Her features are exquisite. But yet, Minuvelas, and this woman represents Klal Yisrael, Tzion, Yerushalayim. And she cries bitterly to Yirmiyah, "Look what has happened to me. I who personify Yerushalayim and Klal Yisrael and Golos, my Kohanim, my Melochim, everything has been taken from me." And she begs Yirmiyah, "Go, do something, be misfalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And Yirmiyah goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, "Ribbono shel Olam, what happened? What did you do?" Now Hashem says, "I don't want to speak to you. Go to the Avos. Go to the Aras Machpelah. Go talk to them. Tell them to come speak to me." And then the Kina picks up in Kina Chavav, where Yirmiyah goes to the Avos and he says to them, "Avos, v'ayei zuchus Avos. Where are the zuchus Avos?" And they all cry together, and then each one cries individually, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to no avail. Moshe comes, maybe he can do something. No. And then, the Kina, the way the Kina presents it, which is not the way it's presented in the Chumash, Yaakov and Yosef, four women come and cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachel and Leah, and Bilhah and Zilpah. They all cry, four women cry. Not just Rachel. Rachel Malaka Banech with the Simonim. She must have the Simonim to her sister not to be embarrassed. That's what we learn in Rashi Chumash. But here it says all four cry. Rachel Achaisa Mavaka Al Baneha. I skipped a line. Kol Bechileya Misaifefes Al Levavecha. She's banging herself with her fists. Rachel Achaisa Mavaka Al Baneha. Vizilpa Maka Befaneha. Bilo Mikoinemis Mishteyadeha. And Hashem says to the Noshim, "Don't worry. Shuvu siminim limnu chaschem malei amalei kol mishalo seichem." Beautiful expression. You will return. What do you mean? But it says here in the beginning of the Kina, ayei zuchus avos. Hashem rejected. In fact, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in a few places. Chazal tell us, tamu zuchus avos. It's over. Tosfos says, don't get discouraged. There's something called bris avos. There's zuchus avos and bris avos. Bris avos, we have zuchus, the higher level we don't have. Obviously, the zuchus avos is over. So what's happening here? There's a sasenes that fits perfectly into the skin of the sasenes. Is something that is awesome. Sasenes says it's true. The Gemara says, tamu zuchus avos. But the zuchus imos, loita. And he quotes a medrash, Mekabetz ale horim. Hashem skips over the mountains. Mekabetz, medaleg, I'm sorry, medaleg al horim, Mekabetz al hagvos. Hashem is medaleg on the mountains. But the gvos, he's Mekabetz. What's the difference between Dilug and kibbutz? Dilug means to skip. You run, you go very quickly, but there's always one foot on the ground. Mekabetz is to jump. Both legs leave the ground at the same time. Hashem is medalek al heharim. Who are the mountains? The avos. Chazamedish. Mountains are the avos. Who are the hills? The gvos, the imos. When it comes to the harim, Hashem is medaleg. A little bit. I look at the avos, I'm willing to overlook, I'll skip, but what if it's on the ground? When Hashem looks at the imohos, the noshim tzidkanios, Hashem is mekapitz. On the hills, the imohos, Hashem skips, both feet lift the ground, Hashem is moichel everything. Noshim rachmaniosi. And that's exactly what we see in this kina. Yirmiyah complains, ayei zuchus avos. And the avos can't do anything. But Rochel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah, Poshetevos, Barzel, they are able to help us. Yoshiyahu when they received the evil reports from Chilkiyahu at the time when they did construction, they found the Sefer Torah. Who did he go to? Chulda HaNeviah. He didn't go to the man. He didn't go to Yirmiyah. He went to Chulda. Why did he go to Chulda? Why did he go to Yirmiyah? Because Nashim Rachmani Yosei. They have the ability to influence the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to transform the Nevuah from Klala Lebracha. And that's what we focus on the Skina. Never underestimate the Koyach of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. We'll do both of them together now. Chof Vav and Chof Zayin. Oz Bahaloch Yirmiyahu Al Kiva Yavos. Matsamos, Habibos, Moatem Shech Vos, Menechem Goluvni Uvo, Techem Hamidos, Vayesco, Sabo Spirits, Talu Vos, Golfulan, Vikinem, Al Heshem Bonim, Dayalu the Call, Tahanunim, Neshoifim, Yoinim, Bayatahois, Zahar, Tilhem, Bristol, Shining, the Heim, Himiu, Kivoidoi, the Soyu, Loy Fahadu, Loy Rohu, Vo Alime, Nine, and Loy Shab, Loy Nohu, Vich. It's a pack, Alami Rasloy, who Zoak of Hamoin Bahuram, the Hinain Pin, Helvon, Hinam says, yes, the Hinos of the Hain Hosis, Shiva Maye have taught us out to our wrong, Tahoe Hoyois, Bavoid Zorois, Bavoid Bavoid. Yoatsu lach se boyos boyos nish boyos ve eches apak al bitul eser sa dibos kohoi tzovach yitzchak peshach in shachak vasho bitavach uchak ve ehim zari mishchak ve nechak ve ehim hafach as espris yo akim es yitzchak mor vim yivet in uhar lo ya nilaisi nisol vyo yo boyo oy lo vyo yo yo shiyam eches apak al gaham ka sechar yo asoch yu ba misal vimos kisan yin zolet on vaya shay titak bedemas dechoz meni vichel evi chufra meni domim vidomim kamoyles Potsraya Neman Tafush Beifu Good morning. Soy Nasha Becheiki Hu Aman Eich Kozu Bulo Zaman Vehe Ye Hada Yartotas Kiloy Aman Hoyo Vichy Leo Misefeta Salim Vehom Rochel Achoy Samevaka Alboneho Vizilpo Mako Poneho Vilho Mikonim Espeshaya Vehom Shubu Sminim Lim Chaschen Male Yamale Kol Mishalo Seichem Shulachti bavel olimanchem, hini mishoyved golos brechem. Ozbim lohoi sefek, yofo kisir tso, hein er elom, tsaku chutsa ben chukya, me'armon kiyo tsa isho, yifas toya minuvel esmotsa. Gazrani olayich l'shem olichim liyodom, im shei l'shedim at oi livne odom, demus yofich, kivosa vodom, pachtich virosich, kimaloch, kimaloch im levadom. Loy shei rani, loy goyim pachas, yiduo hayisi b'shuv v'dachas. Hein liyachar rani, v'shoy shuv v'shuv liyachas, v'shmei masav v'shuv liyachas. Zeh loyachar avichom oyal, v'in hashmoy shom, avos hash shlishiyam. Choy k'shmei masav hein, shifiyam, v'shishim yiduo shivim liyachar tzahadjom. Tam yakshiv yasit yishuva. Yan heyotzech kol kama chashuva. Yafto loch b'yaletz, v'smach b'toyva, v'loy b'likoy, v'bas shivam. Eich esmach b'kol molim. Hey, no, no, I need to know the ads. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it. I have a home from a moment. I'm going to be able to do it. 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 Socha ha'yishol anavi yirmiya sachu lebecha v'yad makas sol aniyom ad yanel v'yom adayah v'yad sirei nechar v'shivya pilol t'chino v'nei koinoi mole rachamim rachem kiyov al benoi tzoak mohu lo'ov shik lo benoi v'gam oi v'abein shal shulchan av enoi kum loch yirmiya loma sech Hashem leich kiro le'ovois v'arim moishem lo'yim yovohu kino lehinosei ki ze'ei v'yerev tarfu esasem shoyko yim yohanavi Al Machpela, Pela, Noyim Kilavi, Tanu Kol, Vriyavois Hatsidim, Tahu Nechem Baharehim, Da Shavi, Im Godam Ovu, Vriyas Hayitz, Huskun Seris, Moesel Lochem Bonai, Gezerim Lufonai, Shomi Mikdoho, Mikdosh, we believe I'm away, Al Kididin Nitnu, Lihim Mohe, Tishivim, Kimia, Samech, the Soyed. Trachem Tsioi, Nikivo, Moe. We come now to Kinah Chofres. Kinah Chofres is a very important Kinah for Tisha B'Av. It discusses in detail the Dalad Malchios. Dal Malchios, Bavel, Paras Modai, Yavon, and Edom. So Medrash really breaks up the Dal Malchios into 8 different sections. Bavel includes first Bavel, then the Kastim, then comes Modai, Paras. Then Mokto, the founder of Yavon, was Alexander the Great, Alexander Mokto. And then, after his death, there were 4 different nations which took over his Malchus, and that's what we more precisely refer to as Yavon. And Edom is divided into 2 parts, Edom, and the end comes Yishmael. What I want to do is I want to read this with you together very quickly. I'm not going to translate every single one, but towards the end, I want to point out something which I feel is important. So let's just read it together. I'll read with you, and I'll translate a few things here and there. Eich tenachamuni havel d'chinoiri v'nepach levels kinachofches. Kinachofches. Eich tenachamuni havel d'chinoiri nepach level. Tenach las hevel kabelai sevel d'eiche nochem. B'zeye v'chol shana idan olai shina v'hinani aguno v'yaguno yoitzer mi'elef shana. Now we begin to describe in Govar Choron, Malchus Bavel. Govar Choron, Vinigna Zoroin, when Yoshiyahu realized what was happening, he put away the Aron to protect it from the Nebuchadnezzar. The Mishneh Shibaroin, Bimisarve Moroin, Viechenachin, Tirasichareva, Viedri Nishba, Viraba Sahaliva, Bodod Yashva Yushalayim, is called the Haliva, was now Bottle. Hu Alarye Misubicho, then first to Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel, Alariel, Vihisabicho, and Yushalayim, the The Hegel is Suko, Minchoso, Venisco, the Horak Hamoin, Mishuke Shmonim, the Hui Nimdim, Periuke Koyanim, Alof Mushmonim, he killed 80,000 young Kohanim, refers to Nebuzardon, the assistant to Nebuchadnezzar, Zinvon Kihivi, the Hidbi, the Ezra Samalbim, Ayok Nulavi Aldam, Koyin Vinavim, Horash, Lamashuos, Yamalaya Tishuos, Vote Seifem, Mishnayos, Yoiser, Mayar Bahaneos. That section that we ran through very quickly refers to the Golos of Bavel. And of course, each word is filled, is rich with symbolism and meaning, but we have to go further. So let's now go to Tosa. Tosa refers to Modai. What was the Chorban? What happened during the period of Paras and Modai? The Purim story. We mourn today over Purim. I know that sounds strange. How can we mourn over Purim? We paid a very heavy price for the miracle of Purim. The murder of Daniel. Medrash tells us that when Haman saw that Daniel, Hasach, who was Daniel, was speaking to Esther, he murdered. That was a very heavy price to pay for the poor miracle. And that's what we do today on Tisha B'Av. Tosa modai v'abir chamudai, the chamudai is ish chamudos, Daniel, ish chamudos. U'moshlo b'mach madai, b'kori madai, he ripped his clothing when he heard about the decree of Haman. Yo'atzol chanek b'nev gur mizanek, b'fechol l'shanek, zokein v'yoshish oilu v'yonek, cholabei, the decree of Haman to kill all of Klal Yisrael. Now we go to the third Golos, Yavon. Kavdash shalishes al kodesh reishes v'shetzef harishes basa lehashes v'eichen lochem lochatz al chalek v'nechol ak v'cholek v'she'ein lochem chalek v'she'ein mehesh v'leik famous chazal kitzlu lochem al keren ashash she'ein lochem chalek v'lekei Yisrael time of the Yavon, time of the Chanukah story, and that's the period of Yavon. And now we come to Edom, the current Gauls. Morde Edom, Adushas Odom, Biotso Vizodom, Liabit Kesva Hadom, Liadnavad Moin Moyov, Yamon, who joined Edom, Amon and Moyov, they joined, they were partners in the Chum Bayis Sheni, Lahashvis Amon, to destroy the Torah, Lahach with Armon, the Ehech and Nochem. Now that really concludes the period of the Chorban Bayis Sheni. The next line appears to be discussing Beta. Beitar is the Asura Gemalchus. Asura Gemalchus, the first 2 we mentioned, was Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel. They died before the Churban. The other 8 of the Asura Gemalchus died about 65 years later, at the time of Beitar. They were the Abire HaTayr, and that's what we refer to over here, the Bar Kokhba rebellion, Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so that concludes that period of time. The kinnah should stop. We're finished. We've gone through the Dalai Malchus. Bavel, Parasimoda, Yavon, and Edom. And especially, who wrote this kinnah? The Kalir. When did the Kalir live? That's a discussion in and of itself. Is it a 1,000-year period? But it's not. Many assume that he lived during the time, early, during the time of the Asar Gemalchus, or a little bit later. Okay, so we'll keep that in mind. Now we go to another line. Ke'ayol argim v'yolachan heragim v'yeich enochim. If I would not know better, I would think that the Kalir was mourning over the First Crusade. First Crusade, when you study the First Crusade, you're overwhelmed with the purity of the people, the Kedoshim. The Ayol are the Chazal tell us, is the most pious creature of the animals. When there's a drought, everyone comes to the Ayol. The Ayol should be mispiled. The Ayol should be mispiled for rain. They cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It fits so much with the nature of the other kinos that describe the Kedusha, the Tahara of the First Crusade. Next line. If I wouldn't know better, I would think that the Python, the Kali, is referring to the next 9 crusades, the next 2 centuries. The crusades took 200, 300 years. The Mizrach and the Maariv, fighting back and forth between the Christians and the Muslims, crusade versus jihad, and Rahman al-Itzlan, we were the collateral damage, we got caught in the crossfire. Pulatsu b'yom karav, they were horrified on the day of battle, the Mizrach of Maariv, v'yaldama me'oirav, kehol v'yahamra v'yeich enochim. If I wouldn't know better, I would think that the next line is describing 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th century expulsions, Inquisition, Tachritat, and 30-year war, Black Plague. Chalishol was blamed for everything. The horrible tsaros that we experienced. Tsarois al tsarois, zumi zumi tsirois, gidoilois uvitsurois, aruchois veloi kitsarois. If I wouldn't know better, I would say the Kalir is describing World War I and World War II. In the next line. They girded their shields and they belted their spears. The Osifu Machanoisam Machanos. World Wars. And they lent in their furrow. The entire Kali shall suffer during World War I and World War II. And now the next line, the Holocaust. Rabbi San Choisai, the Atsumos, Kihinoisai, Rabu Nahamoisai, the Ato Adoinohoi, Admosai. What happened after the Holocaust? Eretz Yisrael. A new Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. United Nations gives Rishus, State of Israel. And what has happened since then? Exactly what the Kali writes. Shamato cherpasam, you heard their verbal abuse. Cherfuni bisfasam, they slander me with their lips. Shiftam vikimosam, ani manginosam. When they wake up in the morning and when they go to sleep at night, they have nothing good to say about us. An apartheid state. Just next line. If I wouldn't know better, the Kalir is describing a whole new tsara that Klal Yisrael suffers from in the last 50, 60, 70 years. Terrorism in Eretz Yisrael. It's different. It's different than the First Crusade. If you were to summarize, if a person would attempt to summarize in a few words to describe the tsara of the tsar of the thousands of people who have lost their lives defending Eretz Yisrael and their families. How would you describe it? Tikvas Chenefo. The Arabs, the tens of millions of Arabs that surround the little Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, what do they say? What are you hoping for? Malachem fo. What are you doing here? What is this dot doing here in the middle of tens of millions of Arabs? And because of this question, they harass us, they torment us, they terrorize us. And the Kalir is saying it right here. And then he says one more line. This is the last line of the Kina, because we follow the letters of the Aleph Bey's letter. This letter tough. This really concludes the letters. And to tell you the truth, I have no idea what this refers to. Because according to our approach, it didn't happen yet. But one thing we know, at the end of Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Mem Gimel, there's a description of Yemos HaMashiach, and it describes in great detail how a trickle of water will come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and from there we will flow and get larger and larger. And it says in the Pasuk three times that from that trickle of water that expands, Refuah will come to the world. And here they're tormenting us. Chora apoy, the einod lirpa. Hashem can't heal you, it's too late for you. The Kalir says, don't worry, he'll be healing for us. And the last line appears to go back to the beginning of the Kina. I'm not exactly sure what it means. Teshuvay secha nishara mahal haynu niyoy v'dei haboal ad yashkef mimal marid shohol v'yohal until the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim v'oz enochein. We come out of Kina Lamed Aleph. There's a tradition in the time of Mitzrayim, Kina Lamed Aleph Eishtik HaBekirbi, in time. There's a tradition, the Chassam Sefer writes, that when Bnei Yisrael went Eretz Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan, the day that one day turned into a Yantif, it was a day of mourning. Whatever the standards of the time were, they did. They came together, they fasted, they mourned. Because on the 15th day of Nisan, the tradition was, there was a tradition that it was Hashem revealed, made with Avraham the bris bein habesarim, and revealed to Avraham ger yezarach be'eretz lo elohem ba'avod li'imin ha'isam. There was another tradition that Yaakov and his family entered Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan, and to commemorate the shibud of Mitzrayim, they mourned on the 15th day of Nisan. What happened? One day Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and tells everyone, Klal Yisrael, we're leaving, pack up. And it was the 15th day of Nisan. A day of mourning was transformed into a day of simcha. Tisha B'Av is a day of mourning. But just like Betzeisi in the Mitzrayim was also once a day of mourning, the day of Betzeisi in the Yerushalayim will one day turn into a day of simcha. And that's what we're doing here in this Kina. We're going to sing it together, the traditional Nigun, the way we sing it, the way I remember, Migirsa of the Ankusa, the first line, or each line where we mention Betzeisi in the Mitzrayim, we sing loud. But where we refer to the other lines, alternate lines, we Betzeisi in Yerushalayim, we sing very low, in an undertone. We are embarrassed. The only time we raise our voice again for the second line is when we come to the very end and we say, Bishuvi Lirushalayim. So let's try to sing it all together. Eish dukad bikirbi ba'aloisi halibi bitseisi mimitzrayim kinim oira l'man askira bitseisi lirushalayim oz yashir moishe shir lo yinoshe bitseisi mimitzrayim. I'm going to go to the hospital. Zidunim shatafu v'yalushit safu b'tzeisim yushalayim digan shabayim umitzo yozuvu mahayim b'tzeisim imitzrayim la'ana umarayim mayim hamorim b'tzeisim yushalayim ha'ashkem v'harev sivivo sachorev b'tzeisim imitzrayim chorev v'anahros pavel b'tzeisim yushalayim umarek v'radoinoi k'ish v'chelet Lefonoi, but say, see, Mimitroyim, the Herem Lutusha, the Tavach Lutusha, but say, see, Lusholoyim, Zevach Mincha, the Shemen Hamishra, but say, see, Mimitroyim, Sugula Salukuka, but say, Litifa, but say, see, Lusholoyim, Chagin, the Shabbosos, Mofsin, the Osos, but say, see, Mimitroyim, Tanis, the Evel Rudoy, Fahir.
Let's just recite. The words are fairly easy. Let's recite the kino again. Kino lamedal dem achbi hechbadeti. The blood of Zechariah was bubbling. The Nebuzaradan comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he sees this blood. He asks the Kohanim, "What is this blood?" They deny there's anything unusual. They claim it comes from the Korbanos. The Nebuzaradan does a series of tests. He discovers the truth and he tries to appease the blood, but to no avail. And in the process, he slaughters the best of Klal Yisrael until finally Zechariah's blood stops bubbling. Yomach bi hichbadeti vayichbulu avoni v'sholchi yahad b'dam novi b'chatzar el mitash adonai v'loi chisosu adomad bo cherev monoi v'loi shakad
עד אם קם דם הנביא זכריה ויאמר יאמר אז יהודת ימין יום הוי הולך בסוד על בוי רב החתבוכים ובוי על מקדש עד נעימות סוד המוצים וישר בה וזה הכלים הזבכים ויענוהו כי זהו בידם קורבן הזבכים וינעשה בדם פורים ודם ידים ודם איכים וגם זמח סבח רב לך קורמי הויו וירב ועס יהודות הניהו ועניהו ובכל זאת לשקעת ואוי דוי בקיום נרגוש וידוקש הדוב וימוצא מפרוש כי הוא דם איש הולוהים על לחומוס שרוש וימן נבוזר דון גם דמו הנה נדרוש איסטו ויקרינם והציום מידס יו כי לא ישקוית עד ישקוית דם הנובי זכר יו וירב ועס יהודות הניהו ועניהו דוקר ישיש מנאויס ובחורים לריבוס ויורד לו טבח כויוני אדוני צבוס ואין שקט לדם נובי ואילו מות יסלויס ויאבונים נשחותם ואיני אבוס רויויס ומייסום לו טבח גם אחריהם בוס ואוי מר לנפשי זה חתוסך וזה פיריו וירב ועס יהודות הניהו ועניהו חויסך לרד נושם אינדן כשדיים ודום אוילה ביניהם קדם יאור מצרים עדיי נוסה מבוזר אדון ליבל השמיים ויאמר אין די בבנוס ירושלים החולה תויסה לשמיס השוויון וירב עשים דעת הניה וניה לכוחותנו לכם הבינו והרשנו והורגנו לביחו ורשענו ידענו ייחס לכל נחמנו כי משור לשיוונו מפוי מעלולנו זה כמו סובונו בכי מרוחמו הסור עניה אינה הולכה תיסה ביאל אז רוסחות סופיון I'm going to go to Kino Lamed Vav and skip the Kino Lamed Vav, the famous Kino from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. By the way, the Kino that we just read from the Ruzardon is also composed by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Many of you know Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, a person who's larger than life, a very successful individual living in Spain, Toledo, Spain. He was close to the government. He was a Talmud of the Rimagash. He's the author of the Kuzari, famous Sefer. He wrote many, many piyutim. And his chiba for Eretz Yisrael is legendary. This kina is a classic. The expressions that are presented here in front of us express the beauty of what we lost. It's one thing to mourn, but you can't mourn unless you know what you're missing. And many argue we should say the kina lamed vav before we begin to mourn, to recite the kinas of the kalir. How can we recite the kinas of the kalir before we get a feel of what Eretz Yisrael is and what we are missing? And that is what he does here. So we're going to read this kina at this point. Kina lamed vav tziyon halos shali l'shlam asirayich darshei shloimeich v'hei yeser adorayich. Miyamim Mizrach, Mitzafim Seborn, Shalom, Rachaik, the Korah, the Sini, Kol Avarayich, Mushloy Master Tikvah, the Sendim of the Talchemoy, the Nichsof, the Riditom Al Harorayich, Lifkos and the Sechani Sanim, the Ace Echoloim, Shivas, Shivu Sechani, Chinor, the Shivayich, Libi, the Besel, the Lifnei, Yehem, the Oi, Yehem, Ulamachanayim, the Kolmigay, Tilhorayich, Shom Hashachim Shunamach, the Yotchak Pasach Mom Shade, Shachak Shorayach, Uchorad Narivad, Hoyamorech, the Ain Saga Shamesh, the Kuchadim Norayach, Evhalanashi, the Hishpatich, Bim Koyma Shaduach, and Vim Shifuho Al Bichirayach, at this move of Yaki Sechavorel, the Yech Yoshu, Avod Malech, so Skivirayach. Neinim shaitet bim koymois asher niglu Elohim lichozayich v'tzirayich mi hi aselich nofayim v'yarchik midod onir l'vishre l'vavi bein besorayich epol yapi alei arzeich v'yertze avonayich m'od v'a choynei nes aforayich af ki b'yom v'yalei kivos avosai v'yeshtoimim alei chevroim nivchahar kivorayich har hu avonim v'chor hora Shom Shnei Oyrim Gdolim Meorayich Umarayich Chayei Nishamoy Savir Arzeich Umimor Duror Afkas aforech lefesuf nehoraich. Yina lenav shiholoich oroim biochef. Alechorosh mamash of yedriraich. Vimkonaronech asher lignaz vimkon kiruvaich. Asher shoch mechadecha doraich. Ogoz veash lech peer nezer lekozman. Hilo beeretz bovel es nezirayich. Vich yerav liachol bishosais beesach azay kiyis. Chavu hakelodin es kifirayich. Ohoi eich meohor yom himosok leinai biodar rabbit fior vim piglei. Dehisorayich. Kois hayigoinin lat harpinat kichvor maluch solai venavshi nimrayich. Eis eske ohlo eshte chamureich vieskor oholivom viemse es shimorayich. Sion klilas yoif yahavas vichayna rilimod uvoch. Nikshu nafshans chavi raich heim harsenechu l'shalvo sechvi hakoyadim al shanamu sechvi loichem al shivo raich mi borsh vi shayafim negeich u'mishtachrim ish v'mukoy moyalei l'chach shivo raich edrei hamohinei hasher bolu v'nispazru ma nehar l'giva v'lo yishachu gide raich המחזיק בשולייך ומסענסים על העלויס ולחויז בסנסיני סימורייך שינו פסרס הירחוך בגודלם דין הבלם ידענו לסומייך ורייך ילמי ידענו לשיחייך ילמי לרייך ילמי לרייך ושירייך ישן ביחד לא יפקודו וכל ממלכוס פועלילים חוסנך ילום דבדור לזירייך איבל משה ולוחייך ישר אנוש יבחר ביניק רב וישקוין בחה צירייך אשר מחכה ויגיע ויראה לא יצורך ויבוקו עולוב שחורייך לרויס בטרבס בחירייך ללויס בשמחוסך בשובך עלי קדמוס נהורייך. We're going to go to Kinyan Mem Aleph. Sha'ali Surufa Be'esh. L'shloim Aveleich. Let the Torah that was burnt in fire, this that was burnt in fire, let it inquire after the welfare of those who mourn over you. The background to the Kinyan is the year 1242. France, Paris, Town Square. 1,200 manuscripts. Handwritten manuscripts of the Talmud and its commentaries were collected, loaded onto 24 carts, and ignited. This was 200 years before the printing press, 300 years before the first printing of the Talmud. It was a devastating loss to Klal Yisrael. It marked the conclusion of a two-year episode where an apostate, Nicholas Donin, slandered his fellow Jews by telling the church and the king that the words of the Talmud contain inflammatory, blasphemous statements and ideas. And there was a debate. Rabbi Yechiel ben Yosef li Paris very eloquently debated the church with a team of Talmidei Chachamim, but it was a foregone conclusion that the end would be the Talmud would be destroyed. The church sent out people to search for manuscripts. They were collected, and the Talmud was destroyed and burnt. Marked the beginning of the end of French Jewry. Not much longer later, when the Jews expelled from France, the Gedolei Yisrael of the time, the Shemus Haloim, were of the opinion that this was a punishment for Sinas Chinam. There were many different. Not long ago, the Rambam's works were published in the Nevuchim Sefer Halada, and not everyone in Klal Yisrael agreed with what the Rambam had to say about the study of philosophy and the Rambam's outlook on life. And one thing led to another, and extremists took the works of the Rambam, the Nevuchim, the Sefer Halada, and they burned it with the participation of the church. And it's happened twice. And the second time that it happened was less than 40 days before the Shrefa Satalot. The ashes of the Rambam's works mingled with the ashes of the Talmud. And it was interpreted at the time as a reminder of Sinas Chinam. We may have disagreements with other segments of Klal Yisrael, but there's a limit in how far you go. There was a person there, his name was the Maran Mirandberg, Rabbi Meir Mirandberg. He was only 22 years at the time. He was crushed by what he saw. And at some point later in time, he composed this kina to mourn for the Churban of the Talmud. This event happened 770 years ago. Vav Tammuz, Erev Shabbos, Parsha Sukkos, Zoy Sukkos, HaTorah, Dog, Zeras, Oiraisa. Punishment for Sinas Chinam. The Gemara tells us about Rechon ben Chadyon. The Gemara tells us that Rechon ben Chadyon's daughter came to visit. She said to her father, "Look what they're doing to you. They're wrapping you in a sefer Torah and they're igniting you. They're burning you. How could I see you in such a matzah?" Rechon ben Chadyon said to his daughter, "Daughter, don't worry. If it was only me, I would worry. But look, they're burning me with the sefer Torah. Me, sheyavo v'yavakesh el boino shel Torah, the one that will come and seek the insult to the Torah, will come from me." That's what we're doing here in this last kina. In this last kina, we should worry. We've been mourning for 1,942 years. What's going to be? Where are we going? Where are we heading? The answer is, it's not just about us. When they destroyed us, when they tried to destroy us, when they succeeded in destroying parts of us, Rahman al-Utslan, they burnt us in a sefer Torah. We need not worry. That's the message of this kina. Don't worry. Mi sheyavo v'yavakesh el boina shel Torah. The one that will come and seek the insult of the Torah will come and seek our insult, will come and take care of us. That's what we do here in this kina. Most of the kinas are wrapped up in the letters of the Aleph-Beis. All different orders, different patterns. Why? Why is the Aleph-Beis so important? Because the Aleph-Beis represents Torah, Aleph Bina. Learn Torah. Every tzara is wrapped up in the Torah. Mi sheyavo v'yavakesh al boina shel Torah, yavo v'yavakesh our insult. That's what we have to remember about this kina. It has to be said following. This week, Wednesday night, Siyum HaShas, a beautiful celebration of the Talmud. Hasn't been such a celebration as long as we can remember. What would those letters that ascended to heaven 770 years ago, what would they say? The Maran Mirandberg, when he saw the Sreivas HaTalmud, he felt it was over, it was the end. We can say, Sha'ali Srufa Be'esh, these letters that have ascended in a fire to heaven, seek out the Shaloim, not Avilayich, Hasamechim Olayich, the peace, the good welfare, the simcha of those who rejoice over you. What would the Maran Mirandberg say if he was here today and would see it? A celebration of Talmud. It's a very real celebration. People are moser nefesh, mamish, to learn a daf gemara, the chavivos haTalmud, the emunas chachamim. It's awesome. What would the Maran Mirandberg say? We give great kavod to Rav Meir Shapiro at the Siyum HaShas, and rightfully so. He is the force, the impetus, the source why we have a Daf Yomi. But we should keep in mind another Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Mirandberg. It has been his words, his holy words, that have served as the vehicle for Klal Yisrael to express their tzar and their frustration over the zilzul ha-Torah for 770 Hadassah. We should keep in mind the other Rabbi Meir, the Shnei Hamoreis Hagidolim, a Rabbi Meir from the 20th century and Rabbi Meir from the 13th century. But the truth is, Rabbi Sai, Rabbi Meir Meranberg predicted this day would come. When you come to the end of the keynote, concentrate very carefully on the last few lines. Oid ta'adi ba'adi shani. The day will come, Talmud, when you will be adorned in beautiful clothing, the soif tekhi, and they will take for you musical instruments, telchi limachol, and there will be spirited dancing. And they will rejoice in your joy, in your simcha, in your dancing. And the mayor says, Yorum Levavi, my heart will be uplifted, Be'ez Tzurech Le'orlach, when the Ribbon Shalom will serve as a light for Klal Yisrael, for the Talmud, V'yagia L'choshcheich, V'yairu Afilaych, will illuminate your darkness. Sisu V'simchu, the Simchas HaTorah, Ki Hi Lanu Oiz V'Oira. We have to keep this in mind. Let's recite the Kina. Sha'ali Yisruf HaBe'esh V'Shloi Lavei Laich HaMesav Mishchoi Mechatzar Zivu Laich HaShoyaf Eliyat HaRetz HaKoyavim HaMishtoi Mimim Alei Moike Dilu Laich HaOchim Chashav Lino Gadudu V'Koyvim Lo'or. One again, 20 minutes. One again. Help us. Help us. Can you help us right now? And show them. Unbelievable. Wait, Adi, I'll say by the way. Ashoyafin. Ashoy Yisrachalim Elayach Ushlemin. Someone just came up to me and told me that the Rosh Tevels for the four words that begin the expression that we focused on, Ota Adi Ba'adi Shani, are Tof Shin Ayin Beis, not in order, but those four letters appear in the beginning of each word, which says, does show something. We come now to the Kina of the Kedoshim, the Holocaust, Shoya, Korban Europe. There's a tradition here in this gathering to recite the Kina composed by Hagoyin, Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Before we recite the Kina, I want to say a few words. We have to finish by 1 o'clock. We have to say Litzion, Shomron, Asher Votzion, Kaddish, Beloit Eskadol, Leino Kaddish Yosem. So we have to work very quickly. I want to begin with a short story. Very simple short story. It was after the war. There was a person in the DP camp. His wife wasn't feeling well. He went to a doctor, and the doctor said, it's no big deal. You need a certain medicine. Your wife needs certain medicine. Go to the pharmacy, and you'll find the medicine. You'll be okay. He goes to the pharmacy. He asks for the medicine, and he's told, I don't know, look in the back. Maybe you'll find it on the shelf. He goes to the back, looks on the shelf, and as he's poking around, he notices something. A bottle. Now on the bottle there's a label. And the label says, Jewish soap. The person was horrified. After a few moments, he takes the bottle off the shelf, he brings it to the counter and wants to buy it. They tell him the price. Doesn't have enough money. Jewish soap is expensive. He puts it back, goes back to the DP camp. He makes a collection. He comes back the next day, puts down a significant sum of money on the table, and he buys all the Jewish soap. The next day in the DP camp, a bottle of Jewish soap is on display. A Rav gets up and delivers a hesked. Another Rav gets up and recites a kelmole. And a third Rav gets up and says kaddish. And they bury the soap. That's the story. When I was preparing for the kinos, I was studying kino chavtes. One of the kinos that discusses the Crusades. It's a very peculiar expression. Python was comparing Avaya ben Yerovam to a person called a Sholem. Who was Avaya ben Yerovam? Or the descendant of Yerovam? And Python says that he was Zochet to Kavur. But the Sholem was not. Who is the Sholem that we are discussing? So to make a long story short, we have only a few minutes left. The kinos that I was studying, very authoritative, Farosh, kinos on the Farosh of Yaakov Weingarten, he writes, the Sholem was Yoshio. Yoshio who did not have Kavura. Says in the Pasuk, they shot 300 arrows into his body. The problem is, if you look in the Pasuk, it's clear as day that he did have kavur. It says in Melachim and it says in Divrei Hayamim that he was buried. How can you say this? The Pasuk says he had kavur. After poking around, I came across the Medrash. The Medrash says that Yirmiyah only buried from Yoshiyahu 2 drops of blood. 2 drops of blood. Okay, there are many difficulties, it's not for now. But it occurred to me that when the people in the DP camp buried the Jewish soap, they were reenacting Yirmiyah burying Yoshio. The Melech represents the entire Klal Yisrael. The Melech was murdered in the most brutal way. And how much blood, how much of him was buried by Yirmiyah? 2 drops of blood. The Jewish soap, what does that represent? How many worlds, families? We can't comprehend how much was buried. Just a little bit of soap. This, I believe, serves as a model for us in our approach to the Holocaust. It is impossible for a human being to comprehend the magnitude of the Holocaust in any of its facets, dimensions, angles. Impossible. And it is human nature, when one is presented with such an overwhelming horror, to close your eyes and distance yourself and disappear. I cannot deal with this. But that's wrong. Yirmiyah didn't bury the whole Melech. He buried just two drops of blood. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of criticism that when it comes to the Holocaust, it's been reduced to Jewish history, to stories, an intellectual experience. We go to museums, we read books, articles, discuss it. Especially, it's more difficult for the younger generation. From this mashal we learn that it is the duty of every single person to connect, to challenge himself on an emotional level. How do we understand this? A little bit, just a few drops of blood. Let's read the Kina. Hazaycha Maskirov, it's the Kina from Rav Schwab, which should appear in the art scroll. The Kina is right before Eli Tzion, and some other Kinas appears in the back. If you don't have it, you can recite some. Many of the Kinas have other Kinas. Seven expressions. Eidois, ukihilois, orim, ugalilois, chavurois, moisodois, kol moadeyel, mi ten palgi mayim, terad moinayim, el ashtois, nachle hadmohos, waterfalls of tears, ale alfe alofim gufim nisrofim, bimoyesh, pachurbon, uzevohos. 12 expressions of Klal Yisrael. Bel sorry hatoira, umachazike mosoira, bial puche akohuna hatzirim, bial choivshe midroshois, umoirim, umoirois, tinoigois sholdes rabom yakirim, albonois loikois, visavim, visavois, bial zarim, batavim sheyoladu, vigamarabois, rubois, nehovim, bechayim, bimoisam, lo nifradu, es domon di roish, ki sisa es roish, shol kol nidof le'olim hatalifim, kol nashois meis bimei sheva, vosheish, shisha alfei firamim, alofim, 6 million, shilishio levo ebirak zam soyer, mikamechemed ohotom, Goyel Hadom no Zecher Tsaharom Altimche Misefer Kosofta Zuchorhana Okois Verash Tsa Okois Oz Yuvlu Retzach Yoyre Dinehem Vidimus Penehem Los Fishochach Lulametzach Kochil Gimicha Nihi Tsricha Mishdude Lahakois Hakimavim Zuchorus of Rabinoi Chotzeror Adates Nukonil Boy Naluvim The Machamis Hapadohim 15 expressions of Tsar Ave unigohim ufachim ufashois agumois charofois utzachoi klimois voroik pitzei hakorois ayumos ure ovoin simon shigoi nitzavon vichishloi necheshalim beli choyach vichol nakos cholol mikol yachadim lol cholilo lechome lishchoyach vissimus roshin vikitar mikivshan vikumatoriums tilei silim atzamos vigidim the guest chambers the chadre harahal kol shagois mikah Hanechnokim toicht toe ho edim. The Sichon was the griot sugu voice, the loud men, Admas leatsin, a hofu turfeim levoris chal, they hem Jewish soap. The or ish likishu de hanoshim, their skin was used for ornaments. the finger pointing, crushing labor, death, limin shibud karach tzalmodes lismol, firing squats, v'yechyaru yiriyos al choyfer habaros b'yisurei chibud kever ha'yidu l'shol. Medical experiments. They took the children to missionaries. Klali shol korbanos. They were not just victims. Sehesonim lo oyla dam b'nei hagoyla hoi ariel minivas hasidecha son kadoshim mi yimnei asher isham lo sichber b'chonecha hiu mikash yishmecha b'kol shma yisrael they died saying shma yisrael anani mamin b'kol shma yisrael lo shunav shev nefesh lo el shuhu yas fame v'yad yoy machalem hitztiku din v'yaf ha'ani mamin onu v'shadu shivas bitachon u'v'chein yishalam ki yasam nidhan b'li kivorim u'hishtateach v'loy matzeva sefer livko yisivavo This is the most powerful expression in the whole Kina. Who can possibly express the pain of Klal Yisrael? Asher died on the cave, nitrefes, usheiris hapeer, kimat mizer, dichemasa hayoim, nichtefes, elchay nachem ados klanachem asher lchomio, nichtefes, or chodosh hazriach, karne hoi tahatzniach, viruach Elohim, nirachefes. Elitzion v'yoreha, kimo isha v'tzireha, v'chivsu lo chagur asak, ahal ba'al nureha. Kesha Asher Vesosu Derecha Shureha V'Altzevos Keholeha Shizufeha Shichoyreha.
Thank you.